Blog Talk Radio.
Big site, new tank.
Yeah.
All eyes on me. Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of the hell is where them cowards gone. Well, all you see is damn. Follow when you see me and let the devil suck. For the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit what's up, won't be that fine. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, we're being.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. We have a special host tonight, and that's going to be Big Clark. Big Clark, how are you?
I'm good, Lady A. How are you doing tonight?
I am very well. Thank you for asking. How has your week been?
Well, it's been a week. You know, getting ready for the holidays and everything. So, you know, trying to get everything and put in order and everything. So. What about yours? How are you and your little man doing?
We're wonderful. Thank you for asking. Had a pleasant week.
Okay. That's a good deal, good deal. Well, so this is your boy Big Clark. I'm filling in for Mississippi Joe tonight. He's kind of under the weather, so we're going to get this thing popping and have a good time tonight, Lenny. You ready?
I am. Let's get it started.
Okay, all right. Well, I like to start the show off a little different than Mississippi Joe do. So we're going to make some announcements. We have January 19th and 20th. That's the Roy James MLK Shootout in Houston, Texas. All that's able to participate, please do so. Also, we have February the 2nd, Pro Stock Joe and the NGRA is having a shootout down in West Palm Beach. That's February the 2nd, West Palm Beach. That's the NGRA. We're also having a pre-Mardi Gras explosion. That's February the 9th in Lena, Mississippi. We got a lot of action packed, and that we'll get into that a little later on in the show. To my understanding, they're locking, having more and more lock-ins as the days go by. So we got a very special lock-in to announce tonight between two of the Grudge Inc. governors. That ought to be a good one to see right there, lady. So, also, we have March the 24th, which is the Edmond Hall over at Montgomery Motorsports. And I think I skipped one. February 16th, Ronnie Brown down in Valdosta, Georgia. That's going to be a great race also. So, now that we got those announcements out the way, I don't know if I missed anybody. If I did, please hit the one button to inform me, and we can get you right on, get everybody to notice you, you know, get your race advertised. I'd like to get biz on if I can, Lady A.
Okay, let me see if I can get him. Give me just a moment.
Okay. All right. In the meantime, probably about to get my buddy old Lil Tony on as well. But while she's doing that, I'd like to let everybody know, you know, I'm a Mississippi native, everybody I think is already aware of that. Joe's a Mississippi native as well. You know, we like for everybody to start supporting his show on Friday night. You know, he have a huge following that already. But we like to hear from some of these Mississippi guys, man. Wow, we got a lot of background noise there.
I apologize. That's Biz. He is on, but I think he's at work. But he said he could talk for a little bit.
Okay. That'll work. Ben, what's going on, buddy? Well, he may have had to close his mic.
I'm doing good, Clark. I'm doing good.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you was at work, buddy, but I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know about your race. Probably had to get the governor of Detroit on. You know, my understanding that he heard some nasty things that was said about him on your show. And he called and woke you up this morning with some stunning news. Is that correct, Ben?
Yeah, that's correct, man. He called me this morning, and I got kind of happy when he called, you know.
Yeah.
He gave me some good news. He said he wanted to give me some money.
He wanted? Oh.
Yeah, I mean, other people going to say he want to race, but to me, he want to give me some money.
He want to give you some money.
Yeah. They got that money tree going on over there in Detroit.
Hey, man, listen, I tell you, Lil Tony, he either have a money tree in the backyard or he got something to show the world, you know, because
yeah.
He has yet to that thing down in where he can actually, you know, knock him a race off. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing both of y'all guys turn the machines loose, man. And but I just like to ask you a question, Ben. Did Lil Tony really call you this morning the way he did? Lil Tony,
I heard that Tony called you and said, "Hey man, I heard you said some nasty things about me."
Yeah, that's what he said.
I think you told him, "Yeah," and he said, "Lock your ass in."
That's what he told. Oh yeah. He said fag. He put fag in there too.
I can tell you one thing, man. If Lil Tony don't ever win a race, he sure make it exciting, buddy. Because I tell you, he don't mind locking nobody in. He don't mind racing nobody. So, you know, I like a guy like that. I feel sorry for the grudge world. If he ever get a car to go down the track like he wants to, you know, if he ever get a car to go down the track like he wants to, I feel sorry for the grudge world.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, but you know, it's a saying up here in Chicago. You know, a fool and his money will soon part.
Now, that is true. I mean, that is 100% true. But, you know, one thing about it, man, I mean, we got a lot of action that day. I know you're going into battle with Leon.
Yeah.
As well as Lil Tony. He's already locked in with somebody on that day, too, correct?
No, Lil Tony is locked in with Chemo. No, I'm sorry. Lil Tony is locked in with Prime Time, with 7-Up.
Prime Time. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to get in the battlefield with him first so Tony can have sloppy seconds. I want to be the first one to pop that cherry. I want to pop that cherry first. I don't want sloppy seconds. Excuse my friend.
You don't want sloppy. You don't want sloppy seconds. Well,
yeah.
You know, one thing about it, bitch, you looking for action. I know Lil Tony ain't coming down for his play and say hi to everybody. I know he's looking to go in the battle, so, you know.
Well,
we
I mean,
for.
it is a thing, Clark. You know, I think he done paid. I checked his bank account, and the way his bank account is set up. I think the man have paid about $10,000 for punk outs today. I mean, this year. So, with saying that, I mean, I take it.
Well, I can't admit. Now, you know, I talked with Jay earlier, and Jay nominated him for the most punk out paid in 2012, and he was looking for another nominee to go beside him, and he pretty much already got Lil Tony that plaque already. So, you know, I do agree with you on that.
Nobody gonna be Lil Tony on that. He's first. He's the king of punk house. We gonna get him a belt. We gonna give him a belt. King of punk house.
Well, one thing now, Biz. You know, I can't sit here and talk about Lil Tony without getting him on to defend himself. Now, I can't just do that.
Yeah, I understand.
Him or Chemo is listening now. But, you know, like I said, I like the drive that Lil Tony got. He ain't scared of nothing, man. So let me see if Lady A.
I'm here.
Can you please get Lil Tony on, bro?
I sure can. Just
hey,
a moment.
Chemo ain't far second from paying punk out season now. Chemo ain't half stepping. He up there too now.
You know, I like old Chemo, but the only thing about it though is Chemo got one problem why he can't race. And I think his problem is me.
No. You know what his problem is why he can't race? I'm gonna tell you.
Why is that, man?
It's his car. It ain't scientific. It ain't no mystery. The reason he don't race is his car.
Chemo, if you out there, Chemo, you cannot think this laying down now. You got to up and take
Chemo
his
problem
Chemo.
Is his car.
Hey, did he name his car Sub-Zero or something like that?
Yeah, it's he called it Sub-Zero, but it ain't nobody's hero.
I'm going
nobody's
hero.
Hero.
About the man, bitch. You talking about it bad about the man now.
Hey,
what's
man.
What's up, Biz? How y'all doing, man? It's Dog, man.
What's up, Dog? Oh, Dog, come on. You got to tell us who you are.
Oh, well, you know, I take that back. This the Godfather. I'm the Godfather on the show. I want to say something. Well, I was listening to a couple of guys today. They was talking shit about Grudgy. They just won't run each other. I know goddamn well if you and goddamn it, Lil Tony lock up, two of the shit talking these motherfuckers in Grudge racing, not just Grudge Inc. and Grudge racing. I know damn well it's going to be an explosion, man.
Hey, gotta man. Be, man.
Hey, dog.
I mean, Dog, the man woke me up this morning, man. He woke me up this morning talking about lock in, man. You know, my wife had just got out the bed, you know, and I hadn't even brushed my teeth. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
You got a lot of background, though. They might want to mute you and let you come back if they get chemo. But Big Clog, I got something to say to Big Clog right quick.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and mute my wife. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
Hey, guess who I'm going to pick on this race, though?
Who you gonna pick, dog?
I believe Lil Tony gonna knock Biz's nuts across the street, man. I like Biz, but I think Lil Tony gonna knock Biz's nuts across the street.
Hey, dog, I'm gonna tell you something. Either Lil Tony has got to be sandbagging and some of his sleeve, or Lil Tony got a money tree close to the backyard, man.
Yeah.
One tell them happened.
That ought to be one for the ages, man. I mean, that's two of Grudge Inc. Well, I say Grudge Inc., but I say the Grudge World. Them two of the shit-talking is two of the best guys in racing. If they finna raise each other, man, I paid all the way to go to damn Chicago to see that one.
Hey, dog, it's already locked in, locked, sealed, and delivered. It's already there.
What are they supposed to do with that, Clark?
Lena, Mississippi, pre-Mardi Gras explosion, February the 9th.
Oh, shit. And just think about it. Just in case one of them get their asshole knocked out and want some revenge, where can they get their revenge at?
They can get their revenge March the 9th. And I mean, man, I'm going to tell you something. I just made my announcement and don't know how I skipped over my good buddy Boomer, man. But I'm going to tell you something. Man, Boomer, I do apologize on national air because one thing about Boomer, man, that man helped me when nobody else would, you know. So, you know, he was the first one to lend a helping hand. I appreciate him for that. We got Boomer show in No Problem Dragway.
Clark, you got a little ahead of yourself. First, I want to say, though, I hope old Mississippi Joe is feeling better, man, if he's under the weather, because I know, much as he like to talk, if he ain't on the damn radio, I know he must be sick as shit. But I'm talking about,
yeah,
on the night, if they get it on at your show and get their ass knocked off, they can run right on about an hour down the road, what I was talking about.
Well, yeah, they can go right there to Hub City, dog. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, I left Boomer's show out. I was just getting ready to stop and go back because when I made my announcement,
yes, sir.
And I don't know how I skipped March the 9th, so I got to get this in. You know, Puma has a show March the 9th. Man, he got so many locked-in races already. Now, how in the hell a man get a locked-in 3 months in advance? He got to be a bad son of his dog. So, you know,
could work him in first. He's either a bad motherfucker or he a dumb motherfucker. We'll find out, though, right?
Listen, man. No, he ain't locked in, dog. He got other racers locked in. So, he ain't dumb by far.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I thought you were talking about him. But you know how it is. In the wintertime, you can do that because ain't nobody doing too much racing. So, you know, once that doggone thaw fall off them bushes, they ready to do some actions, man.
Oh, yeah.
What it is?
Uh-oh.
Well,
Tony, what's the deal, everybody?
Tony, you didn't speak to me just because I said you was going to blow Biz's asshole out, did you?
You say what?
You wasn't speaking to me just because I said you was going to blow Biz's asshole out, did you?
No, sir. I just got a text that y'all was looking for me. And, you know, first of all, I want to say hello to everybody. And
they got Big Clog hosting the show tonight, man. They got Big Clog. I think Biz on standby waiting on. He has so much background on. He in there working, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Clog, what's happening, man?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm good.
Biz, you know, I got a call from Biz, and he just didn't believe what happened today, man. And we just got to ask you on air, because you know these shows are recorded. So we just need to know, did you really call Biz and lock him in and head up, man?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hey, hey, Lil Tony.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's a holiday. It's the holidays, man.
That's right.
How do you feel about that race, man?
I feel very good about it. That's why I put my money up.
Hey, one thing I can say,
for multiple reasons. One, when we was talking about, you know, we gonna do it, because what it was, me and B is discussed a race, you know, a few months ago, maybe a month or so ago. He was talking about, you know, doing a little something for me, and we run. I said okay. So today I decided I'm gonna do a little something for him. So I called him, and you know, we had a little exchange, and we came up with that. So we were talking about doing this at Hattiesburg, but I told it. But see, that was before you had your situation on the flow. So I told him, no, we taking it home. We gonna do it at Big Clark Show. We gonna give everybody what they want. We Midwest versus the Midwest.
But hold up, Tony, you don't forgot. We just talking about that now. Y'all can still do it at Hattiesburg because one of y'all might not be satisfied with that hand with me.
Oh, without a doubt, and that's what we said too. You know,
yeah. One of y'all might not be. You try to get your ass whooped, yeah. You ain't satisfied. Well, you can't have no excuse about. Oh, I could have did this here. But I get you
that's
next
right.
time. Well, shit, next time is
that's
the next
right.
goddamn day.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, the thing about it is this, man. We want everybody to know. And later on that day, man, we don't care how many times y'all want to race. We don't care how many, y'all can hot lap them if you want. Grudge racing will be a priority that day. All you have to do is let me or Gadget know that y'all got a locked-in race and y'all ready to do it. Hey, man, we can get ready to run the class. The class got to hold up. Come on. It's grudge fest
yep.
that day, man.
Okay.
So, hey, y'all can get it on. And I'm going to tell you, Tony, I know Gadget appreciates it, and I'm gonna be the first to tell you, man, I appreciate y'all for doing it on that day, you know, and thinking about old country boys, man. So, you know, we appreciate that.
No problem, man.
Yeah,
no
we
problem.
Appreciate that.
So Tony, with Joe
yes,
was saying
sir.
That Grudge Inc. won't run each other, what you got to say to the folks that say that Grudge Inc. won't run each other?
You say the Grudge Inc. won't run each other.
Oh, I'm saying, you know, some people saying people in Grudge Inc. won't race each other. But goddamn it, you and Lil Tony, I mean, you and our biz, two of the baddest bitches in Grudge Inc., and y'all run each other. So what you got to say to the people that say y'all won't raise each other in Grudge Inc.?
I don't know. I mean, you know, to the outsiders looking in, maybe they think this Grudge Inc. thing is staged, but I'm a grudge racer, biz a grudge racer, DJ Grant a grudge racer, all of us grudge racers. If it's biz or anybody else, I feel like I can convince myself that I got any type of chance of winning, man, down on the ass I'm going.
Down the ass you're going.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking
hey,
about.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
I got to have me one of them T-shirts, man.
You got that.
Now, I got to have one too, motherfucker, because I...
I want
one of them T-shirts, and I want you to sign it and say, yes, I paid dog a punk out. I heard Jay Barnes and Big Claude. They didn't know I was listening. They had clicked me over. They didn't know I was still on the phone, man. They was talking about getting you a plaque, talking about you done paid more motherfucking DPs than anybody this year.
hey, well, listen. One thing I can say, I'm going to tell you something. The man heart is ready to go racing. One thing I can say about Tony, if somebody's talking noise to him, first thing he say is, down on your ass where I go.
But Big Clog, I'm gonna be honest with you now. You on the radio right now, you the biggest fool on the radio, Big Clog.
I'm the what now?
You the biggest fool on the radio right now, man.
How in the hell I'm the biggest fool, though?
When you down in Florida, man?
Oh yeah.
Did you see that yellow motherfucker get the fuck on down the track then?
Hey man, I seen that somebody's leading now. I saw a lead, but the thing of it is Tony Steele, now, he paid the punk out for you, right, Tony?
Yeah, but Big Claw, what I'm saying is, did you see that bitch get down the track?
Hey, man, the man, when he get his car right, he going to fly. We know that.
Okay.
And Tony,
I don't know, like you said, I paid the lockup before I left. Correct. I paid that Saturday because I didn't have time to address the situation with the car. you know, because the track was closed.
Okay.
We immediately went back to the trailer, got the car right, and I went over and asked them, okay, listen, here's your lockup money. Can I race you tomorrow? They said, yeah. First thing that morning when we got back to the track, I said, man, are y'all still going to go? Because if y'all not, I got a plane to catch at 2 o'clock. I'm going to go ahead and leave now. He said, yeah, we going to go. So we going over the car, checking everything out. The clock is ticking. So I asked Chris, I say, Chris, I'm going to fuck around and miss this plane. Will you feel comfortable with driving the car and running them if they're not ready? Because they saying they want to make a shakedown, and, you know, we need to make a shakedown. Time is against me. He said, well, let me try to make a pass in and see if I'm comfortable in the car. If I am, then, yeah. We go up there. We made our hit. I asked him, how did he feel about it? He said, man, car drive good. I went over there and asked him, are we still going to go? They said, yeah. I said, now, listen, I got to leave. I'm going to leave my car and the bet with Chris. Do you have a problem with him driving? He said, no, nah, I'd rather race you, but, yeah, it don't matter who drives it. I said, all right, bet. I went on to the airport and told Chris, get down on their ass. And y'all know the rest from there. We could not get them guys to come to the line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard something like that. I know I heard they say you pay the punk guys, and then they turn around and pay the punk guys or something. I didn't know which way it went, but I can't say, you know. You came to race now. You came to race, and you tried to get there, somebody dialed in that day. You know, when I did see go down, I saw it go down the racetrack. You looked real impressive, man. You looked real impressive. So, you know, I know my man Biz, you know, he kind of waiting on you. I don't think he's playing you cheap now, but Biz do feel like he's going to give you a good ad with him. And that's part of grudge race. You know, both sides got to be able to feel like they're going to give each other an ad with him. So, you know, I just want to see it. I want to see it. Dog, I'm going to pay to see that one myself.
Yeah, man.
And you know what, with Biz, I'm going to tell you something. I believe that, don't get me wrong, Biz's car runs damn good. But I believe he's getting by more on consistency than ET. Now, I have a car that is consistent. Like I said, true enough, I have my problem. But when I go down the track, my car's good. So I like to see two decent running, consistent cars go down through there together. Because, I mean, and like I said, one thing like we were saying about running class racers, Biz, he'll race anybody. I mean, Biz and beat cars that, I mean, was crawling, was turtles. And then Biz and beat people that was like, now, man, what is he thinking about lining up with this guy? I mean, you know, and I done seen races where Biz and another guy leave up out of there, and, I mean, they just running off and hiding from him. They get loose and Biz come on back around. I mean, you know, it's the luck of the draw. So I don't really know how fast Biz is, but you know I ain't no slouch either. Man, I'm gambling. Fuck it, come on.
That's why they call it grudge race. You don't supposed to know how fast he is.
That's right.
Now, let's talk. You do have one more. You got one more dude down. I don't know if he's your fan or he just want to get in your ass. But man, I mean, he screams your name every day. He might be your fan, Latone. I don't know. But now, you know, Gadget just can't wait to go in the battle with you, man.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Gadget on the phone, because you know Gadget works in BET sometimes.
Hey.
I'm going to have to, I done heard some bad things about Gadget. I'm going to have to lay eyes on Gadget before I jump out there with him, you know, this time. You know, before. Okay. You know, maybe I was on a suicide mission, maybe I wasn't, I don't know, but, you know, the streets tell me, pump my brakes right now on Gadget got serious now, so, you know, I'm going to stand down right now.
With Tony, since they made me an outlaw, everybody put me on the damn team and find me, this is what I'm finna tell you right now, then, goddamn, if you want to pump your brakes, if you pump your brakes, motherfucker, bust the line and let the motherfucker go to the floor. Fuck Gadget. Get that bitch to back time.
What's going on?
What's up, Clog? What's up, Clog? Oh, I ain't talking to you, Clog. You ain't talking about shit. I'm talking to Dog. What's up, Dog?
Hey, what's up,
Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Whit, don't get...
Tony see me go down the track. He didn't come up to me and said, "Gadget, I tried it. I'm gonna try it."
I'm going to tell you right now. If Tony come up to you and say that to you, I'm going to slap Tony in the motherfucking mouth because he really should come up to you and say you got the back tie.
Mr. Tony, I'm going to call you Mr. Tony now. Listen to him.
These shows are recorded now, Claude. I want you to write this down. This was Mississippi Joe's show that you was hosting for Mississippi Joe. And I'm going to come over here and I'm going to start some shit. I start some shit, so I want to keep this shit live. But if Lil Tony see Gadget go down the track, if he comes to that man and don't offer him the back tie, I'm going to knock him in his motherfucking mouth.
I'm going to knock his ass out.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, what's up, Whit?
Did you see that race between Crew Chief and Big Ken? Did you see it real good?
I saw it real good now. I mean, I don't want to get in no shit because people say I'm hating or whatever. So I hope you don't put me on the spot. But if you ask me a question,
Did you see what Crew Chief did to Trigger at the end of that race?
What you mean what he did to him?
You didn't see it real good then. A lot of people didn't see it real good, I don't guess.
He ain't talking about hossing the gas or gabbing him, though. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
What he did?
He flipped him off.
Oh, he gave him the bird?
He flipped him off at 8 Mile.
Come on, gave him the bird? Shot the thing at him, you mean?
Yeah, shot the thing. Now, it wasn't at the 8th, it was around about the 3:30. He shot the thing at him.
You telling a damn lie. Ain't nobody seen no shit like that, Whit.
Man, I couldn't believe it myself. BT
where you seen that shit at?
BT was
talking about. I already know what Whit was doing.
What he was doing?
I ain't
going to
feel him now.
Well, Whit wasn't even there.
I wasn't even there.
That's what I'm trying to tell you now.
Oh. Hey, Lil Tony. Is Lil Tony still on the phone?
Hey, you said it didn't happen, Claude?
Now, just to show you I'm telling the truth now, whether y'all know that I told you Big Claude was my man, but Big Claude ain't been showing me no love, so right now I'm going to try to get him fucked up. But I'm finna tell you the truth now. I love Whit. Nobody never heard me say nothing bad against Whit about racing because that motherfucker is Tony Bynum racing. I love Whit. But I told Whit, though, he fucked up now. He locked in that Diligent Nova. He finna get fucked up with that now.
I've been trying to make some changes.
You better hurry up.
Yeah, I know, dog. I know.
That's one thing about racing. If a motherfucker want to know anything about a motherfucker, unless I know firsthand. Now, if I know firsthand, I done seen your ticket, I done drove your car. I ain't gonna tell you. But if some outside shit, I tell you that goddamn Diligent Nova ain't no motherfucking joke.
Yeah, they say he look pretty good, dog. But if I make this little change, I'm trying to do it. I ain't gonna worry about it right now. I'm kind of worried about him. But I mean, he still had to run. But I
kind of
want to put this
old
and I don't
care nothing back. Hey, Whit,
we call you running.
He running
the Predator? Predator. Yep. Okay.
Who y'all
gonna
run that with?
I had
the
bird.
Okay. Hey, Todd, why you ain't let Whit tell you where you seen him flip the bird in him at?
Yeah, that ain't let you see.
They ain't let you pay this. Go fit.
Yeah, what I was trying to say, Big Ken and Crew Chief come on the show the other night, man, we friends and it ain't no big thing and you could have won and I could have won and all this nice stuff, you know. Then I see Crew Chief around about the 3:30, he flipped Trigger off. I said, God damn, I thought they were cool and didn't want to be hard on each other after the race.
Right about that now. If I had been driving and won, I'd have came over there and pissed in goddamn it, Crew Chief them motor. Motherfucker, I ain't feeling with this motherfucker. I'm trying to cut this motherfucking goddamn it last nut out.
Yeah, you ain't got to jump on nobody's car now, but you ain't got to be telling me we've cool. I'll shake your hand for the race, because I might forget it after the race. I'd be so happy if I win. I might run over my little boy or something. don't everybody get out my way if I win,
because
they know I'll
win. I like Ken when he was mean. When he said he's going to blow a motherfucking asshole out.
Yeah,
Ken,
you ain't got to tuck your tail and be nice and all that, because that's why I call it grudge racing. But Crew Tree wasn't being nice, because at the 3:30, he flipped Trigger off. And he flicked the light
off. He had time to flick me off at the 3:30 now. He might have had time to do it at the, what's he calling? But I'm going to be hunting with you now. At first, they were locked in there pretty good there, but I ain't want to say that, but I think at the other end, he might have could have flipped them off at the other end, but not at the 3:30.
BT, post that video for me. I got you. I'm going to give you $50. Post that video.
Oh, shit. That bitch be posted before we get off the phone. That bitch be about some money, goddamn.
All right.
About some goddamn money. BT might post that motherfucker before we get off the show.
Ride down the road. Hey. That
damn right.
Off, man, at the 3:30.
And I'm going to remake that part so that bitch can see it. Go up. About three times. See if I can go up about three times.
Y'all back.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, the next job that we're
going to
the next one we're going to make, we're going to get a little Red Riding Hood right there. We're going to get that motherfucker right, so goddammit, next time it won't be like that.
Dog. It wouldn't have been like that time if they had listened to what I told them motherfuckers. I had scared his crew chief ass to death when I went over there and talked to him and Fab about gas. It's way before the raid, the day before. I told them, I said, yeah, I hear this motherfucker count down over here. But we got a surprise for y'all, motherfucker. He said, oh, what's y'all surprise? Y'all the chain motor? I said, no, we ain't chain motor. We're going to put Godfather in the seat of that motherfucker. Boy, them zombies got petty. Boy, you could have seen them.
I thought Trigger was going to drive. He might have messed me up, too, though. I ain't going to say that. So.
I ain't going to say nothing
about the driver, BT. A driver don't talk about another driver.
I ain't saying you got to talk about it. I said I wanted you in the seat of that motherfucker. I ain't talking about him either.
Yeah, I want to be in the seat of it too.
I think you to blow his ass off.
I want crew chief ass. I love this fucking look.
I sure love to see it.
But I mean, that's good race, but I'm like with though, motherfucker. When it got time to race, bitch, I'm trying to kill you.
That right.
Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be, now. That's the way it's supposed to be. But, crew chiefs that beat the man on the streets a little bit, man. I mean, that happened in racing. That's all it is. Ain't nothing to say about that.
Well, like I said, you really couldn't tell because it was so close, them both leaving.
Hey, now, hold up, BG. You're lying now.
I see it on video. Now, your eyes can deceive you now with that camera ain't going to lock, though. I slowed that bitch down.
Chief like he shot about 700 at the hole.
He just 60 foot equipment.
He blew that bitch out
there.
I saw fire come out from under that motherfucker with his goddamn.
All the pressure was on that bitch from the gate now.
He blew that man out.
Who was that?
Sorry, son.
Who is that?
Why are you popping mouth, motherfucker?
Uh-oh, that's stupid.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, stupid.
What do you say, Mr. Willie Dog?
Hey, I'm manager, man. Me and you stayed at the track the whole goddamn day, and I ain't hear you tell nobody the good time we had going around fucking with people.
Oh, man, I've been telling that all day. I tried to get on the show Sunday night. And they wouldn't let me on there. Oh, man, I done told the world about that. Everybody want me to bring y'all down here.
Shit, I took Scooby around and introduced him to every motherfucking body we know around there. Motherfucking, they ain't heard of him, but they ain't know him. And I told him, that's DJ Grant's brother. If I go to prison now, I got me two motherfuckers I get in the cell with me.
Hey, dog says Scooby don't look like no Scooby.
Hell no. Big Clark set me up. But Big Clark didn't tell. I set Jay Barnes' ass up.
You know, this is going on that. It ain't going in the radio. It's on that. That's what I'm saying. I was real before. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, I fucked Tight Man up the same way.
Hey, quit putting that fucking water in the radio. Bitch, goddamn it, ain't going to freeze down that raggedy motherfucker.
Ain't going to get it. That sounds like 007 right now.
That's either Gadget or Wit. Come on, put some water, some goddamn red in it.
And I know it.
I got my phone muted.
Hey, they got to be 007. I'm telling you, that's what it sounds like.
Talking like they kissing cousins and talking about this here man, motherfucker, a black shout bitch. Like motherfucker crew chief and a motherfucking chief crew too.
Damn, dog.
Motherfucker pissed me the fuck off. I might get that bitch to back tie and run by his motherfucker.
Damn right, dog.
Damn.
Fuck crew chief.
How y'all doing this evening, fella?
Who is that smooth sounding motherfucker?
It's Sleepy, Godfather. What's going on?
Hey, Sleepy, you don't even... Damn, man, what's wrong with you? Santa Claus doesn't fuck you up. You don't even sound like Sleepy.
No, dog. I just got off work, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say good evening to y'all. You guys, Big Clark, BT, my main man, Gadget.
What's going on, Sleepy?
Ain't nothing, man. I wanted to tell the Godfather, Grudge Inc. and I already ran each other. Butt Naked and Viz ran. That's Grudge Inc.
Hey, man. Now, if you're sleeping now, that's one thing I don't come on the show because they don't like me keeping it real. You a goddamn lie. Biz ran by his motherfucking self.
He got up there, Godfather.
Shit. Then the only goddamn time Buck Naked goddamn ran Biz is when he beat Biz to the water bucket.
Hey, little Tony.
BG.
Little Tony.
BG.
Yes, sir.
What I tell you about
that
goddamn video?
Yeah.
What I tell you about putting me on the video this year?
Hey,
I couldn't help but put you on the internet this year. Throw that shit fuck me up when I be trying to break you. Me off that goddamn internet is homo, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Whit, your $50 ain't no good no more, goddamn
it. That's a lie. BT still posted, motherfucker. I guarantee you he'll post it for me. 007 ain't talking about shit. We'll post that motherfucker
okay.
We want to. We don't care about you, Thomas, and we don't post nothing and don't post you and all that. BT,
hey, man, post your car, man. I said I ain't want to be posted on the internet.
Who are you? You can't stop nobody from posting no picture of you.
You can't
don't go to the track, man. Be posted. Don't go to the track if you don't want to be posted.
Hey, man. Let's say BT to post your car, man.
The white folks post you in the magazine. You ain't gonna say none of them. The white folks post you in the magazine. And nice big RPO magazine or something. You ain't gonna say none of them.
He ain't posting nothing bad about you.
I just told him, man, I didn't want it. It's hard enough to get racist as it is, man.
Quit picking and choosing. You get as many as you want.
Man, what the hell you mean I'm picking and choosing?
Picking SG and trucks. Run a Mustang then on 28th with small block. You picking trucks. You don't want to run enough trucks.
Hey, man, you run who you going to run this year, I'm going to run who I'm going to run this year, okay?
With Quick Thompson, it's hard to get a race. It ain't hard to get no race. You picking and choosing. Just don't say it's hard to get no race.
It's all right. I'm all right. I don't need no help. Get enough.
Hey, with you, Thompson, 007 will go down on your ass. You keep talking with on bad ass with.
You goddamn right, I'm a gangster. You ain't no goddamn gangster, man. Act like I ain't, then. Act like I ain't.
Well, I'll tell you what, motherfucker. Hey, just give me the back tie with that goddamn Camaro that you was talking about. Pipe, motherfucker, saw that purple one, whatever one you had.
You got it with King Kong, motherfucker. You got it with King Kong.
I told you with the purple one, motherfucker. I ain't said King Kong.
No, you got it with King Kong. You got the back tie for life.
Damn.
I don't want the back tie with motherfucking King Kong. Turn me
loose
with that badass motherfucker.
I just told you, you picking and choosing.
Hey, turn me loose with it, man. Picking and choosing, baby. And I'm going to see how bad you are with that bitch up in Lincoln.
I'm going to what I'm going to do. I'll show it with a small block. One sister on 28th.
Hey, Whip, I want to run your motherfucking car, man. You said King Kong. Fuck King Kong.
This will be my car. Small block. One system on 28th.
Fuck King Kong, man. Come on with it. Turn me loose. I ain't doing shit. Everybody say I ain't doing shit. No way.
I can't turn you loose. I can't turn nobody with a race car loose.
And fucking come at me, man.
I just said, you know, you picking and choosing.
Nah, I ain't picking no
shit. We friends and
hey,
all this.
Oh, what you mean? What
we
you
cool.
mean we friends and shit?
Man, sad as you look at that start line, you should not have been telling us. We got your video.
Man, that,
yeah, but you still looking at the light. Everybody has to turn and walk off.
Hey, wait, it's okay. Guess what?
Oh,
I lay eyes on him again, my brother. So guess what? It don't matter what you good, what you good fans say, man. You gonna say what you want anyway. So it is what it is, buddy.
Got your ass blowed out. That's just dead on that. Ain't no telling from. We
well,
cool.
It ain't the first time I got my ass blowed out. You got your ass blowed out at the house hookup, that did.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be the last. It ain't gonna be the first. It ain't gonna be the last.
All right, so we both got our ass blowed out, man. So that's fine.
Right. Well, I'm just talking about this. Only thing I said that he flipped Trigger Man off at the 3:30.
Hey man, okay. Whoever didn't went down there to see it, man. We don't need to be posted.
BET was down there to see it, cause BET showed it to me.
Hey, sell him a DVD with BET.
I got it.
Get your money, man. Get your money.
Yeah. We ain't, you telling us don't post no video in Trump. Like you got what you think you got off? But, you know, you done got a truck. Hey, you know. You act like you go 480 or 490, 470 with that weak motherfucker.
Well, if you think I came wrong, turn me the fuck loose and see what it is.
I ain't going to turn you loose. I'm going to get just like you.
Oh, okay.
28.
Well, that's what I'm
small
saying.
Block.
That's what I'm saying.
On one system. That ain't like you. That ain't like you.
Hey, Whit. I got a fucking truck, man.
Man, trucks and Mustangs.
I want to put a car together, and then I buy a car and put a car together and run a car.
So you racing all trucks?
Hey, man.
That ain't grudge racing. That ain't no real grudge.
I told you what I run, man.
If I had a truck, even when I run cars, trucks, anything I think I could beat.
Well, man, you put a truck together, I'm going to beat your ass every week.
I remember one time y'all came and told me anything with a small block on 28.
Hey, if you think it's easy, put one of them bitches together, I'm going to beat you to sleep every motherfucking week, man.
Man, if I had one of them trucks together, you motherfuckers wouldn't move. You a crew chief.
Wow. I don't believe you're getting there.
They too slow for me. I like fast shit. I'm in the fast lane. I ain't in the turning lane. I keep telling you guys that.
Okay. I'm going to show you some real shit. You get one.
Stay in the turning lane, man.
Shit.
You get to the fan lane,
I
blow jazz off my first grudge race. As a matter of fact, I blow jazz off my first grudge race. When I first came to the my first fat grudge race, I blow your ass off.
What'd you beat me with, Whit?
I beat you with the white Camaro. You had the blue Dodge. You red light and got drove around.
Hey, man, I go back to say, just like I said the other night, I can't tell what a motherfucker's going to do inside the vehicle. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's drag racing. That shit's been so long, man, no motherfucker even remember that, man. That was fucking 10 or 15 years ago since I had a Dodge. I'm talking about now. What the fuck you going to do with that goddamn Camaro you can holler about? You got one kid on and all this bullshit.
ain't doing shit with the truck. I'm in the motherfucking way. And goddamn it, give me the back tire and get your motherfucking ass up here and get down. You got a big block, I got a small block.
I just say you're picking and choosing, Ken. That's all I see.
Well, I'm just showing. I'm just showing that I'm going to race some cars.
You say you couldn't get no cars race. I said, well, quit picking and choosing. You get many as you want. That's, I mean, that's my statement.
I hear you, buddy. Move on to the show, Chris.
Go ahead. Move it on, man. So you fucking with the right one. Slow down.
What you feel, hey, man? Hey. Have you got anything that look like that I feel in a way happy with when we get the goddamn leader? I promise you I'm going to blow your asshole out this year. I
do that. It'll be a Mustang on 28 small block one system.
Bring your old Mustang, man. Just do something for me with the green Mustang.
Man, you don't want, come on, man. You don't want to see none of that shit I got.
Well, I just tell you. You said King Kong, I said turn me loose.
I ain't into giving, man. You ain't no kiddies. I take care of all the kids for Christmas. I don't get no adult nothing for Christmas. I don't get no adult.
I swear I don't need no motherfucking help from nobody.
Well, quit asking.
I stand alone.
Quit asking. Act like it. Quit asking. Don't ask me for nothing. When you want to see me, step up to the mic. That's all you got to do is step up to the speaker. Mr. Wixler, I want some action. I'm going to tell you, get your ass up there.
Mayday. Goddamn Titanic done sunk. Goddamn it, what's happening? Y'all got some personal shit going on.
These boys personal, dog. You get in the way, though. I show them about being personal, getting in the way. I run and smack over.
Well, damn, everybody went off the show with you and him? Everybody else quiet the motherfucker.
Damn, because don't nobody else want no action.
Hey! Who else on the phone?
What's his name? Boogie? What y'all call dude? Scoobies? Know him.
What's up, Witt?
What up, Scoobies? Know he don't want no problem.
Man, you got all the hell you want from me down in Lena. I promise you that.
Come on, Scooby.
Hey, Clark. I tell you what. Hold on.
Hey, Clark, I don't like what you did either, Clark. I'm going to get you one.
Hey, Witt.
Yeah.
I tell you what. If I don't give you no action down now, I'm going to reach and hand you $500. But if I do, you turn around and hand me $500.
Hell yeah, that's easy. Shit, that's easy. I ain't gonna do that.
You ain't gonna do it.
Hey, we gotta put some bruises on Scooby. Scooby motherfucking ass, a smooth faced motherfucker. We gotta go in his ass.
Hey, I promise you. So as I find me the right small block. I want to get in that shit with them S10 trucks. That's all. I'm just hunting the right motor piece.
Please, somebody get in there, man.
Hey, dog.
Hey, Wick.
You.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You ain't got nothing for sale for me, do you?
Nah, what? Small block?
Yeah.
Nah, I got big block. I don't got no small blocks. I get them away.
Well, next time you get one, get it. They won't let you in now. You can't run a big block in that 28-inch truck flag, can you?
Nah, them shaking motherfuckers kill the big block.
See, I had the same one.
He could have been in guys, man. There's plenty of them old trucks, man, with big blocks in them. They scared them old big blocks.
Oh, okay.
If I built a small block, I would build me a small block and I'd run no big block. I wouldn't get out here telling some, man, give me some and... Are you big block? I don't want to run you. I would go buy me a good big block. I wouldn't. That way, I wouldn't have to worry about all this. Some of them, I ain't gonna do this and I ain't gonna do that.
Y'all got a motor sitting around there. I'm pissed off. Now. I just thought about something. I've been sitting up there with Gadget threatening me. I need to come out there and fuck Gadget up. I just need give me a goddamn 350 with some camera bags on it. I'll fuck him up.
Hey, dog.
You gonna make me go out there and start smoking some crack or some shit, man?
Hey, still there?
Hey, dog.
What's up?
I got a few more you could in there with Gadget.
I thought they said you couldn't have a big block if you was running for the belt.
But I
man, motherfucker,
you can still against some people, but you can't do it for the belt. Now, if he agreed to, I thought if he agreed to run you for money, he could still do that. But
he can't. He can't.
They don't do that. They don't even do that. They don't do that. They don't do that. They don't run no big blocks and stuff. They don't do that.
Oh. Damn.
Hey, dog.
What's going on? Damn, Claude got knocked off his own goddamn show.
Shit happened, dog. Shit happened. What that bad ass with it?
We're on the phone. We shut the goddamn show down.
I'm running your show for you, man.
I'm tired of the number with that little motherfucker.
You ready to the after BET? Hey, sooner.
Yeah. See if we can lock BET in there for February tonight with the little truck. with my little white truck. 7.5 red, 28,
that's boom. That's boom, BET. Fuck that shit, BET. Don't let them draw on you like that.
Bro, sit your ass down somewhere. Find somebody over there, goddamn, lose out and buy that motherfucker from me, because I ain't racing.
I'm just going to leave that motherfucker with somebody to buy it.
hey, he fought in the backyard,
Scooby.
Then I am.
Hey, hold on a minute, man. Did anybody ever see that girl named Chocolate that Boone pulled away to the train?
hey, I'm missing the judge still on the side of the road. I knew she wasn't gonna make it when Boone said her and Mississippi Joe riding together.
Hey, BT, now that's Joe's show now. He ain't on here to spin it, don't do that.
Hey, fuck Joe.
Hey, BT, don't do that now.
Hey, look here, man. You already know how I feel about Joe. What the fuck, man?
Hold on now. Hey, BT, let's get a man Curtis on his own show. That's all I'm asking you now.
Hey, shit. Go ahead on, man.
All right, appreciate it. All right. With your big brown face.
Yeah, BT, you rough, man. I say you rough on a man, poor man.
Yeah.
What's up, Bob?
Down on the ass I'm going, man.
Down on who ass you going, BT? Hold on. Who ass you going down on, BT?
Any motherfucker get in my way, man. Any motherfucker, man. No exception, no stipulation.
Wait a minute. How the fuck you gonna go down on a motherfucker ass? What you gonna do? How you gonna do that?
How the fuck you gonna do that, BT? I'm in the way. How you gonna do that? He's gonna go down on that camera. He's going to go out on your ass on that camera, dog.
Man, BT better sit his ass down somewhere.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing going on, man. Hey, I'm just sitting there, goddamn it, see how Clark fucking is show up. Come on, Clark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, man?
Hey, listen. Hey, BD. One thing about the show. I had mine Thursday night. I done got out what I need to talk about, BT. Hey, I'm just hosting the man's show because he asked me. He called me in a square moment and asked me to do it. So, hey, what you mean fucking up a show?
Open forum. Everything go. Open forum. Everything go.
No, BT.
There ain't no open forum. Hey, BT, one thing about me, man. You already know. I ain't gonna argue with you about no dumbass shit. That ain't me. That ain't how I do it.
Hey, who riding around in the car? That guy that with all that background fucking noise.
Yeah, we gonna do that with BT. Yeah. I mean, we need to start a topic. We can do that.
That might have been my phone.
Must have been somebody that all that goddamn noise, that was a show better now, so whoever just muted their phone, that's what it is, might have been you, BT. Hey, hold on, Scooby. Hey, what's going on, BT? Hey, mute the damn phone, BT, you know you gotta goddamn background, no? That ain't me, I had it on mute just then. It's somebody that's driving around in the goddamn car. Y'all make me go. I'm gonna have to call Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe ain't gonna have that shit on this show now.
Hey, dog.
It's already text me telling me, goddamn, to take over.
Hey, dog.
Hey, take over there, Whip.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Y'all hurt, you know, damn well, you ain't gonna hurt my feelings, huh?
Call this motherfucker and cuss over the fuck out. He get my goddamn shit. If he ain't got motherfucking 007 on this motherfucker. Look at it, dog. Look at it. Make sure, dog. If you're in the house, look at the shirt and make sure, dog. Cause
I'm getting
it
now. I'm
out
in the truck now. I had left my shit in the truck. I'm out in the truck now. Getting the motherfucking mess.
Man, I looked on the shirt last night, man. I could not find 007 nowhere on the shirt, man. Got crew chief motherfucking ass
hey,
on the shirt.
Hold on. Hey, BC. Hold on. Hey, who might open with all this background noise? I mean, you can't hear nothing but somebody driving down the road or something. Who might
man,
be
that
one out of background
door?
That's
BET right.
In that
motherfucker.
Ain't
none of me, man. That ain't
none
of me, man.
Man, that BET all that wind through that Honda.
I ain't in no motherfucker. I ain't in no motherfucker Honda tonight. What the fuck wrong with you? I ain't no goddamn Honda.
007.
Oh shit. Well, that ain't dirty red, is it?
007.
That's
Ashley
Reed.
Nah, this
God.
Fast
hey.
My
gas.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's the man that couldn't sleep. Couldn't sleep until he got a revenge. Oh, shit. Passing gas fast. What's up, passing gas?
Fella? How y'all fellas doing?
All right, passing gas.
I heard somebody.
I'm gonna fuck gas up.
Hey, I heard somebody talking about they go, put the
S10
together and looking for the right motor.
Yes, sir. That would be me.
Okay, make sure you hurry up and get it,
son. Believe me, I'm trying. As soon as I find the right one, down on your head.
I'm doing some crazy shit this year now. If I run out of S10 to run, I'm drawing down on some of them G bodies.
I heard that. Well, we're gonna be drawing down at the same one.
Yes,
no, you ain't because when we bust your motherfucking ass, you ain't going to want to run no goddamn by the fastback ass.
Hey, it ain't going to be close. It ain't going to be close.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
You say you can get discounts on shirts?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Oh, see if we can get put in a conference call, me and you, and I'll get your number from you and try to get some. I want
okay,
to
yeah, I can guarantee to get them motherfuckers and ship them out to you, and you'll get them before you even know it.
Okay. Well, see if Lady A could get me and you on a conference call. I would like to get some shirts made too.
Oh, okay.
Hey, if Dawg says all right for him to have your number.
Now go ahead and pull him in the private room. Pull him in the private room, Lady A.
Hey, Dawg.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, God, I thought I put you in the private room. Sorry. Who is that talking to you?
Baby boy.
Hey, Lady.
She got him in the private room, Mark Clark.
Nah, not yet.
Big
Clark,
how you doing?
Hey, Big Clark.
Yeah, dog.
Big Clark.
Yeah.
I'm finna get Larry T on the goddamn phone. I'm pissed off. He left. We finna cuss this motherfucker off. Y'all. I'm finna get him on the phone in a minute. Hold on.
Big Clark.
Alright. Hey, what's up?
I told you he didn't have 007 on that damn shirt. He didn't have him on there.
Hey, Clark. Hold on, BC. Hey, what's going on, Mr. Joe?
Man, I just want to thank you, man, on live air for having my back, man. And I appreciate you. Alright, man?
Joe, what's wrong with you, Joe?
Hey,
fella,
what's
hello.
Going on?
What's up, champ?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, hold on, champ. Don't go nowhere, champ. This dog, though, they want to talk to Larry T. Larry T on the phone, y'all.
Hello, Larry T.
Hey, what's up, Larry T?
Hey. All right, how y'all doing?
Hey, you live on Grudge Inc. Talk Show, man. Look here. Reed, we got you on the phone. Man, you left out one of our superstars, man, in the running game, man.
Who's that?
The champ, S10 champ, 007.
Well,
he's not on the show.
I met him. I seen the truck down there on the next set of shirts. I'll definitely have him on there. Every show I go to, I'll add people to the show. He's on the back of the shirt.
Are you aware of it?
Yep, I'm aware of it.
Okay.
The next set of shirts, I'm coming to Atlanta, Mississippi, and I'll have a new set of shirts then. Well, I'm coming to Big Clark Show, and I had all the rest of the guys that I met while I was down there.
Okay, brother Larry T. Man, we sure appreciate it. Man, I was just surprised that I noticed it last night, and I just asked the other guys that they noticed.
No, what I do next is I go to I see their names and I see who's there and I add all their names onto the shirt.
This Mississippi Joe show, so he under the weather, but he on the phone now, Larry T. You can speak to him and you gotta bring him an extra motherfucking shirt.
Okay, no problem. How you doing, Mississippi Joe? You know I take care of you guys. Everybody come to the show, y'all know it. I'll be with the T-shirts and I'll take care of everybody. But I will add 007 with the Little Red Riding Hood on it, okay? You'll see that on the next one.
Hey, and Larry,
all
right,
buddy. I'll add all the cards. Yes, sir.
This Big Clark, look, check your email. If you haven't got the email, send me one back and let me know so I can send those other three pictures, too.
Okay, I need the other three, but I sent the ones you sent me so you can see what I did with it, okay? To get today. Okay?
Oh, you already sent it to me already?
No, the guy I have for them tonight, so I'll send it to you tomorrow for you to look at it. I'm just trying to get them down before your show.
Okay, that'll work.
Hey, one more thing, too. They said they was going to kill your ass because you got BET on that motherfucker.
I try to put everybody on it, dog. You know me, man. I try to get along with everybody, you know?
All right. Well, okay, Larry, we appreciate you coming on, man. Like I said, you on Big Clark is hosting Mississippi Joe show. He under the weather a little bit, but he on the show right now, I think. But we appreciate you coming on and taking care of that, man.
Okay, next set of shirts, I'll be in Lena, Mississippi, and I'll be down at the Fat Tuesday, so you'll see the new set of shirts with everything on the back of it, okay?
All right, Larry T, appreciate you, bro.
All right, gentlemen.
Hey, dog, another thing, I know we got Larry T coming to the show. We also got the Woo-Woo Man coming down. He called me today.
The Woo-Woo Man?
The Woo-Woo Man would be in the house, so he called today and said he will be there in Lena and
Big Cloud, you better make sure they're gonna let him serve alcohol. It's gonna be okay to have alcohol there.
Oh yeah, well, you know, it'd be okay with a woo woo drink. It'd be
okay.
Yeah, it'd be all right. Yep, but he is coming. But hey, one other thing that we do need to talk about tonight. I know BET little ass got us started last night about that Pro Style Joe. I spoke with Pro Style Joe this morning. And,
you said BET already get shit started. Man, what's wrong with you, man? You got that goddamn shit started. It ain't with me.
Hey, listen. Hey, BET, well, you know, the thing of it is this here. You know, when I mentioned it, I did correct myself, and I did say two banquets. But Grub Jink is having a dinner, appreciation dinner.
Of course,
the thing of it is, I brought your name up because you always, everybody was texting you last night, that's what you were telling them, that everybody was texting you, wanting to know this, wanting to know that. But folks start have a problem because the thing of it is, he's saying that everybody committed to to give him a lot of money, to give them their part of the money. And everybody that told him, about the money, said none of them give it to him. So he's having the banquet as of right now. He's going to take it to Fayetteville for the ones that paid, and it will be an invitation only. So, so I don't know how that pans out, but, he's kind of frustrated with it. And I do understand when you're trying to pull everybody together and you have it so many ways everybody pulling different ways, you can't make nothing stick. So, but the man is putting in a lot of man hours with this thing, trying to put it together, and he ain't getting paid for it. So, he's upset with it. But he is gonna have one for the ones that paid their money. He's gonna have it in Fayetteville. He gonna get in contact with y'all about the date and the time, and it'll be an invitation only. So that's the deal with the banquet. On a lighter note, as far as the Grudge 8 appreciation dinner, it's for all Grudge races. It will be on the 26th, held in Atlanta, Georgia. And everybody's invited, what Jay Barnes told me today. So, just shed some light on that. That's how, that's where it is right now. He kind of frustrated. I don't think it's good to talk to him right now because he's just very frustrated with it. Cause I know he did hear you last night, BT, and I know you were just trying to get everybody, you trying to address what everybody's calling you with.
Yeah, I talked to him. I talked to him today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did talk to him.
Yeah. Okay, so were you aware of what I just said?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew it early this morning. I talked to him.
All right, so there you have it.
Somebody still got a lot of road noise, man.
Man, who got that background noise? They going to start muting some mics now. Lady, see if you can find that background noise.
Sure.
You can't hear nothing.
Yeah. Well, it ain't none of me. It ain't none of me, man.
All right. Hey, what up, 007?
Oh, I didn't know my mic was on, man. I didn't know my goddamn mic was back home, man. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what's going on? What's
the hell out there? Said they gonna get some trucks. They come to play in the game, man. Who the hell? Who was that, man? Who is that last man?
It's Baby Boy.
Oh shit,
Baby Boy.
I'm gonna let you make it, Baby Boy.
I didn't say no shit like that. I don't even like pickup trucks.
That was Scooby. I thought that was Scooby. That's why I thought it was Scooby.
Oh, I thought that was Baby Boy.
No,
that was me.
Scooby, how long gonna be before you come, Scooby?
You gotta get a pickup truck,
man.
Baby Boy.
Y'all, let me ask you: is Big Blocks allowed?
Man, we don't care nothing about no Big Blocks. Long you on 28.
I sure don't care nothing about them.
Okay,
I don't
all
care
right.
nothing about them.
Hey, 007, you do know this Fast My Gas on the phone too, don't you?
Hey, that's my ass, man. I ain't got nothing to say. Y'all whoop past my gas ass, man.
Hey, past my gas.
Who that Brandon on the phone? That you, Brandon?
Yes, it is.
Man, I don't like it now. You get on these goddamn talk shows now. I don't fucking like that.
Now, that's the goddamn fast my gas.
Yeah.
I ain't said nothing. I really called the phone with BET.
You fucking making
me
think you...
BET came over there fucking with me.
You fucking making me think you pissed at me on the goddamn talk show now. We may have to schedule a race before tonight.
Huh?
We may have to schedule a race before tonight, man. Man, I got to get my ass whooped one more goddamn time, man. Shit.
Well...
Bro, you still there?
Yeah,
that friendship shit,
dog. Man, I really want the world to see, man. Okay, put that on there and see that damn breakdance and them uppercuts you were throwing after the race, man.
Yeah, I'm a little rusty,
hey.
Man.
Yeah, Fast by Gas. You know all the uppercuts you were throwing like goddamn Mayweather? You were throwing them Mayweather uppercuts, goddamn the Holyfield, goddamn start breakdancing and shit, man. I want the world to see that shit, boy. That's a funny shit, boy.
Dog.
Yes, sir.
Coming
in, Reno? Yeah, I suppose to.
You know, goddamn standby.
Bring your suit. Bring the brain suit, Dolo.
Be on goddamn standby.
Is that? Oh, that's Dolo stuff? Man, I want to be in the main event, motherfucker. I want to murder me a bitch.
Oh, you
got it. God damn it, I don't like that fast back ass. I don't like him. I saw that bitch over there doing that.
Hey!
I want to talk about that fucking ass.
Who said
they
don't like
fast back
ass?
That dog said it, bitch. That's me, motherfucker.
Well, goddamn,
what you waiting
on to get
in trouble? Motherfucker, sorry.
Motherfucker, goddamn it, I can't wait to stuff a mud hole in your motherfucking ass.
Big kids, please put him in that truck. Because a BET said something about that, too. Please put him in that truck.
I had you scared. I had Crew Chief scared. Shane and the goddamn
truck.
What
I'm just saying,
scared,
though,
man.
That I had took a liking to that old truck. You know how you get old girl and she treats you right? You be feeling good. I don't, you know, goddamn, that was, I thought I was supposed to be in the truck, goddamn it. They relegated me to the goddamn, they wouldn't even let me check the fucking air pressure.
Oh, Lord. Hey,
Ken,
please work on that, Ken.
Man, work on it. Ain't no need to talk about working on it, man.
That's about the third person
I
told
you
he should have been driving.
No, we ain't talking about the driver. We just saying that folks in my truck. I'm supposed to be defending that motherfucking truck. That's me. Only way that I'm supposed to be driving the truck. I'm supposed to be sick. I've got my goddamn suit. Had put my suit in the cleavers and shit. Had got it all starred up. Looking like goddamn it, that faggot ass Sylvester. Man, I'm ready to go.
Hey, man, we got a list of motherfuckers we're going to execute when we get to Mississippi.
No. We ain't going to execute them. Nope, Big Claw. We're going to execute them bitches. We ain't going to execute a bitch. We're going to execute a motherfucker.
Everybody here, y'all still coming to Mississippi, huh?
Well, I'm see what the boy want to do. I see what they want to do.
Oh, motherfucker, you're making goddamn excuses now. If you had a loss, motherfucker, you've been the first bitch in the gate. Don't come in and think you done did something now, motherfucker, and can sit back on your hands, you big head motherfucker.
Well, it should have went down like that the first time.
Well, goddamn it, you're 1-1 now, so come on down there and break the tie, goddamn it.
Well, just for sure, but hey, if them boys want to go, we're going to show and take all of them on up there.
Hold up, ain't you the goddamn boss?
Huh?
Ain't you the boss?
Nah, ain't no boss. We all work.
Well goddamn, who truck
no
is
boss.
It then? Who truck is it?
It's my truck.
Well goddamn, you tell a bitch to get in there and ride. If you don't want to ride, get you another motherfucker to ride it then.
Do like I did fast, my guy. Go and run them 12 hours by your goddamn self.
Now I see what Big Ken said. Y'all motherfucker want to lay back in luxury, but y'all want them to hit the road all the goddamn time. Bitch, get off your motherfucking ass and get on the road.
Well, if they want to do it, we'll show them go now. Ain't no
you go with that day shit. Who in the fuck is day? They go with that day shit.
Man, you know.
Big
Lone
coming to run
Gadget
fast, I guess.
Big Lone already coming. Big Lone already coming.
Oh, well, you already know. If he's coming, I'm coming.
Down on the ass, here we go, dog.
He's coming up there. You already know that.
Well,
he's coming up there.
Hey, we're going to do you like goddamn it, guys. We're going to do them techniques. We're going to ball your motherfucking ass.
Man, I'm on something else, man. I'm going to start drawing on G-bodies, man. I'm on something whole different level, man.
No,
yeah,
what you gonna have? Once we blow
that,
your
man.
Motherfucking ass out, you gonna be going on motherfucking Toyotas, bitch.
Man,
don't
that's
do that
so
bad by Gad. Now we just said we just talked about having some fun in 13. Now don't do that.
Man, look here, man. I got to turn it up, baby. Every year I got to turn it up.
Just turn your truck up.
Got to turn it up.
I tell you what,
got
now, you got the G-Body, you got Bigelow, you got Tony Bond, you got T5.
Oh, yeah.
You got them white boys, you got Big Boss that's going to have a G-Body back here, too.
Well,
you got to turn way up with that G-Body shit.
Yeah. No, when it gets too high, now, I let Low handle that.
Oh.
How Low going to handle it? Every time Low got them crack up, he get his asshole stumped out. So what the hell you talking about going to let Low handle some shit?
Well, it's going to be a whole different year here.
Yeah, that's the same goddamn thing he said last year. Goddamn, the Gangsta Boo got tired of whipping his ass. We wore out 2 sets of goddamn tires, beating it off in his ass.
Hey, man, fair by gas, let me tell you something, man. No disrespect or nothing like that, man. But now, you got my partner, was Gadget. Nobody really know about Gadget because he ain't traveling like the Gangsta Boo and all that. You got Gadget coming out of the woodwork, coming. Stepping up to the place that he want to run Big Low head the fuck up, man. Man, y'all
are
nervous.
Nervous. That's one thing. We ain't going to be nervous, no.
Hey,
nah,
man.
That don't happen.
Man, we had a breakfast this morning. I asked Gadget, man, you sure you all right, man? You don't got on crack. He said, hey, man, I'm going to do Big Low. I'm gonna take up where the Gangsta Boo left off at. I said, damn.
Well,
hey, you know,
like
I can't help but to keep it straight now. You sure he didn't took his goddamn medicine?
Y'all got asked him twice.
Hey, y'all need to maybe go find Gadget and check him in the hospital for a thorough checkup. Because the motherfucker,
yeah,
he come out running, he got to be off his medication.
Hey, Gadget said he ready to do Big Low. I said, huh? He said, man, I'm going to do Big Low.
He might not. He might not want to do that right now because Low Show don't like what happened. So it's going to be an awful thing.
Big Clock. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Big Clock? This is Arkansas.
What's that in Arkansas? What's going on with you?
Man,
that's
not an S10 here. What's up, BT? I'm hearing a lot of lip trip about these S10s, man. And,
I'm just going to let y'all know, man, if that little blue thing from Arkansas show up, we going to raise some hell with some trucks now.
Hey, Arkansas.
What up?
If you bring that motherfucking truck from Arkansas, you got the back goddamn time.
We'll take it. And when you see that motherfucker come in the gate, we gon' take it.
Long as you goddamn it, long as you goddamn on 28 in the small block, you got the back time.
We ain't on no 28. We ain't on no 28.
What you on, brother? What you on?
What you
on?
We on
29. We on 29s and leaf screens.
Oh, well, no, no, no. You gotta put some 28s on that, sir.
Why I gotta put some 28s on?
If you want the back tie, we're gonna go up in your ass anyway, but if you want the back tie, you small block or big block.
Hey, they doing just like we said they doing, picking and choosing.
Now, now hold on a minute. Are you small block or big block?
Small block.
But we still gonna go up in your ass though, we just ain't gonna give you the back tie. We going knee deep in your ass. Cause we already don't like no motherfucker from Seattle talking shit. Now you gonna have a motherfucker from Arkansas talking shit. Motherfucker, we gonna put a razor on your ass instead of a razor back.
Y'all gonna raise a back up off that motherfucker. What you gonna do?
Hey, Arkansas.
What up,
Arkansas? Y'all gonna be in Lynn on February 9th.
That's the plan, man. If everything go like we plan, man, we will be there, and we'll be in Hattiesburg all weekend too.
Okay. What I'm gonna tell you what we got going. 007, Dirty Red,
Out the Bar,
all of them wanted to shootout. I know Don Mack gonna be there that day, so I know he ain't got no problem getting in it.
Gangsta Love, Chris.
Yeah, Gangsta Love. If he's at home, he gonna be there. What we gonna do at the track? We gonna put up 500 for y'all, and they were saying that y'all come up with a number, you know. 500, 250, whatever y'all decide to come up with, all y'all can put in, and y'all can run for that pot. So, you know, we'll have an STN shootout as well.
Okay. If I heard correct, Bob, you got to have on 28-inch shoes, right?
No. Hey,
ain't that what you said yesterday?
Hold on. I'm going to make this session, gang. Arkansas, you can get in.
I bet. If we get down there and everything goes like we plan, we might want to get in there.
Hey, Ken, 007, I know you ain't got no problem with it. I think you just saw the truck run, 007. It's the same blue truck that ran Doug Mack, May Tan truck up in Ken, right, Arkansas?
Nah, we ran Emmett in Ken. We ran Doug Mack in Ken.
Yeah,
what's
y'all
all the background noise y'all got, man? Get Mr. Joe gonna get on y'all ass about this damn background noise, man.
Wait a minute, I think there may be Gangsta Love. Hey, Gangsta Love. I mean, not Gangsta Love, but Arkansas. Hey, mute your mic for a minute, then unmute it.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's
his mic.
Yeah, hey, you got a lot of background noise, of Arkansas. So
he might be on a headphone or a speakerphone or something.
But sound like he. Yeah, okay, that's a lot better. That's a lot better. Yeah, hey, 007, you know the truck.
Chris, I promise you I ain't caring about it, man. Oh, you know it,
okay,
but I'm just saying,
everybody be compatible, so, you know, it ain't like...
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, but yeah, y'all come up with a number, whatever it is that y'all want to come up with, and like I said, we'll put 500 on top of that.
Hey, Claude, put me in the private room with you right quick, real quick. Put me in the private room for a second.
All right. Late eight, give me a dog in the private room for me.
BET. You still there, BET?
Yeah, he there.
Oh, I was trying to see who all there on the show.
Fast by gas, still here.
You know you my buddy, man. Me and you are high.
Yeah.
I talk shit to you.
Man, you still here, too? Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, man, what your dad doing, man? What your dad doing, man?
Well, he's looking at this big old-ass small plot we got over here. That's what he's doing. He's looking at that.
Oh, okay.
He said, where are we going to put it?
Man.
He said when the water gets hot, we'll put it in.
I hear, buddy.
Yeah, he said when these boys get rough, we'll put it in.
I hear you, man.
We got Arkansas stepping to the plate, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, we get a few people with the little trucks, man, and we do our own thing. Then we get a national belt up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There you go.
Get us a national belt.
Well, I will say this, Jen. If y'all get all the guys that said that they want to commit, and I don't know if I can make this happen, but I'm almost certain that I can. Y'all put that up. We'll put what we say we're gonna put up, and I'll make sure Jay have a national belt for that day. You know, I make sure you have a national STN champ belt for that day. If everybody that said that already gave us out their word that they gonna be there, what we would ask them to do. If they're going to commit, they need to send, I get Jay to set up an account where they can send in a deposit, a commitment deposit of $100, and that's part of your money that you're putting up. That way, I have him to get a national belt, and he'll have it ready for February 9th. But
how much we got to put up, Chris? $100?
At least $100 commitment. That's showing that you are committed. You know,
they're just committed now. They talking about putting up
right.
$500 a day of the race, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's fine with me. I'd rather run for the national belt.
Right. That hundred
would go toward they $500 that they putting up though, dog.
Yeah. I know, but Ken was saying
yeah.
that man, he might have thought you was talking about that's all we had to put up for the whole thing.
That's fine.
The day of the race, y'all will everybody put up $500. The track will put up $500. Y'all can run forward to win or take all in the national belt. And I get Jay Vaughn to do that. I believe I can make that happen.
What y'all say about Fast by Gas in Arkansas? I know Gangsta Lil, he's going to be down if he's here.
Hey, Chris, no BET, Mike.
Hey, Claude. I got it. All right. I got it.
All right,
I appreciate it.
All right. All right.
I'm
down with Chris. All right, Fan by Gas, what you say about that?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, Arkansas?
That sounds good to me, Clark, but we need a little bit more time to make sure we're going to be able to make it. We got a few things to work out. But
I'm not trying to be funny on real talk, though. If y'all going to be at Fat Tuesday, it's just a day after that, so what's the problem?
The day after what? Fat Tuesday?
Yeah, the night of the day. You say you're going to be at Fat Tuesday all weekend, so you should already be ready.
No, he was saying if he ready, dog.
He just said he got to wait. Your race is the night. Fat Tuesday is the damn 10th.
Oh, yeah. Everybody leaving my race going to Fat Tuesday.
What I'm trying to say, so if he's going to be ready for Fat Tuesday, he ought to be ready for the night.
Right. A lot of folks, and I got to start cleaning that up. You know, a lot of folks thinking that we said the week before Fat Tuesday. No, it's not the week before. It's the same week. You know, Fat Tuesday starts the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Our race is on the 9th. They got all motorcycles in Hattiesburg on the 9th. So we're going to have all the cars in Lena, Mississippi on that day. So if you're coming and you want to get in this, you know, you have a chance to run for some good cash. Along with a national championship S10 champ belt.
Hey, Claude.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, y'all get that account or whatever set up. The week before, we'll know whether we gonna bring. We'll be there with the truck. We'll send that money and we'll get in it.
Well, this is the thing. So it can't happen like that a week before because you won't have time to make the belt. You see what I'm saying? Well,
okay.
If we get it, I tell you what, kids, y'all, this is what we'll do. If we get at least four trucks to commit, I'll get Jay to go ahead and get started on that. But we need to get at least four trucks to commit. That way, y'all will be running for a total of $2,500 pot with us putting in five and you guys putting in five apiece. So that would be at least $2,500 plus a national belt. And I think we have enough, which is Fast by Gas, 007, Icy Boy,
and well, I know Don Mack is gonna get it, but you also have Gangsta Love. He would be in it, so that you know the money just keeps going up if Gangsta Love and Arkansas be in it, that'll be $3,500.
What's the deadline to submit today?
Well, that's something that I'm gonna get with I'm gonna get Jay. Matter of fact, Lady A.
Yes.
Will you get Jay Barnes on for me?
I will, just a moment.
Would it be proactive just in case we can't get him, just in case we can't get Jay, or we can say it, we can go and tell him to do the belt anyway and just hold it till we get enough to have a damn championship match then.
Right, that's what I regret.
Yeah, but I mean at the same time, he may already have that in place, dog. I just need to, like I say, we'll get him on, and let Jay go ahead and say it. You know, I'm sure you don't have a problem with that at all.
Shit, Jay probably already got that damn belt. Probably already got that damn belt over there in the closet. He got a bunch of them song, bitch.
Hey, what? This is Mississippi, right?
Right, that's Lena, Mississippi. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just the day before Fat Tuesday. The day before Fat Tuesday.
An hour away from the other track.
Y'all
so it ain't have to wait.
It's telling the day before Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, the day before.
Hey, fans back in.
Yes, sir.
Gotta give us something to be shooting at all this year.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
God damn it, you fucking get it next week. I'm challenging you for it. God damn it, you gonna make me blow that S10 up this year?
No, sir. I gotta. This kid ain't took his medicine. He just told you you're a live fans back in. Once we blow your ass out, you gonna sit out for the rest of the goddamn year.
Well, he's just gonna make it worse. If that ever happens, it's going to make it worse. So I promise you that. Because I like to sleep, and I ain't been able to sleep since I got beat the first time.
Yeah, your dad did tell me that, man. His dad said, my son, maybe he'll be able to get a little rest across the holiday because if you'd have beat him this time, Ken, he won't even come over for the Christmas dinner. See me and my wife. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, hopefully that's what.
They told Trigger Man that, man. Trigger Man felt sorry for him, dog.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Trigger Man felt sorry for him, man.
Hey, but Big Clark might not can get Jay on. Jay, you know, Jay hit that money. Jay hit the lottery with that Preparation H.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, Jay. All him over there by that Preparation H to stitch that asshole up. Kid, you bought
something, didn't you? Yeah, I got something too, dog, coming down the road. I fucking got it, man.
Hey, 007.
Yo.
Well, that S10 thing could be real good. I mean, it may get even higher. Matt got two. Eminem may have the other worked out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know.
Hey, what about them boys, the headhunters out of Florida? They got two S10s too. They supposed to be coming out with two new S10s.
Yep.
Who?
That means
headhunters, the one that we beat up for the belt. The headhunters.
Oh yeah. I heard they coming out dog after us this year. I sure heard that.
Yeah. So like I said, we'll put the I don't know if Lady A was able to get Jay or not.
He's on.
Okay, Jay Barnes.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
How you doing tonight, sir?
All right, that Big Clark. Big Clark.
Yes, sir.
You have to be careful when you got Big Joe's show now. You can't handle it rough, you know.
I can't do what now?
You can't be handling Joe's show rough now, so you've been taking care of it.
Oh yeah. We've been doing what we can do with it, Jay. You know, Friday night, normally I'd be in the other activity, but I had to hold up for my partner, so we good. Hey, but we got a lot of things that the guys have suggested, and I told them if they would send in a commitment. We got the S10 guys on the phone. You got the Pad by Gas. You got 007, Icy Boys. You got Arkansas. We talked to Gangsta Love on Wednesday. So we got a lot of ST are going to be there on February tonight. And what they're trying to do, they want to have a gambler's race. I told the track we put up 500. They're going to put up 500 each. And they want to run for a national STN champ belt. And what I told them is if they would send in a commitment deposit, I'd get you to set up an account where they can send their money for $100 showing that they committed. I can get you to go ahead and make a national belt for the STN champ for this race.
Because, so are we gonna surrender the state champ? Or it's going to be a national belt and a state belt out
there? Oh, yeah. It will be a national and a state belt. Now, the state belt is the state belt. But there isn't a national. We don't have a national STN champ belt. So, yeah, these guys want a national belt. They want these big, wide belts around their waist. So, I think
let me ask you a question. I mean, I know you're a wise man, but now, do these people travel? You know, it's hard to have a national belt up for people and they don't travel.
Are
they going to travel?
Fast by Gas travel. Well, I know you know 007 travel. The Icy Boys, they travel. You have Arkansas, he traveled. We saw him down in Texas and I think it was Valdosta, plus he'd have been in Mississippi. So, yeah, they travel. Yeah, I mean, it's safe to say they do travel.
Well, that's
the main
thing. Don
Mac
don't.
Well, the thing about Don Mac, he hasn't been on the East Coast BT, but Don Mac have been over to Arkansas and Holly Springs, and I mean, he traveled a little bit. He may not travel over the East Coast last year, but I mean, who's to say 2013 that he won't? So, these guys get this belt. I think that's going to create a little more action for the S10 guys.
Well, but you already got it set up, and so it's going to be a commitment before we make it official. But I'm for it. The main thing, you know, with a national belt, you just want to make sure that there are enough guys out here with trucks that's going to make it interesting, you know. And if, you don't want a national belt and it ain't, but, you know, four cars in the country, they're shooting for it, you know. But now, if you think it's out there, if you think there's enough calling for it, I mean, we can do it. That's what we want. We just want to make sure everybody understands the purpose of the belt is to increase grudge racing. No more, no less.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I think we can make that happen, Jay, because this weekend, that was one of the more exciting races down in Florida. I think you was there. You saw it. So,
yeah, don't say nothing live. Is Ken Kennedy on tonight?
Hey, 007 is on. So
okay. We'll leave it alone. Then. We just go like that. Did you give 007 them damn toms I asked you to give him?
Yeah, I gave him the tom and the preparation eight that you said. He got
okay,
both. All
right, no problem. Okay, no problem. At all. So let me ask you a question now. If 007 take on win the national belt, so he'll be the first title holder to hold two belts, a state belt and a national belt.
He'll be the first one to do it, Jeff.
No. The Gangsta Boo was the first one.
Gangsta Boo had two national belts.
Two national belts.
That's powerful. Two national belts.
That's more powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think 007 going to step up for two national belts. Cause that every time you try them damn Mustangs out on 28, they do something serious to him. every time he go out, he told me he going to steal them damn trucks. And now, since we went down to Brazen, he might not want to fuck with no truck.
Well, Jay, you came on a little late now. 007 got his preparation H. He got his removable stitches, and now you're going to send him some toms.
It ain't going to help.
No, dog. You know why he got them tongs on?
No, I don't know about the tongs, man.
He got gas.
Oh,
that got that gas
food,
man. Hello, hey. The damn, them tongs was to calm that gas down a little bit.
So now what you saying, Jake? What you saying? Not 007 passing gas?
No, he passed by gas. Hey, I'm just remember what dog thought of it. I didn't hear the conversation. Dog, is it time for a national truck belt? Dog generally be the one that shoot everybody down.
No, motherfucker, I'm the one got that. Jay, don't start tonight, man. I've been being nice. I even said something bad about Grudge G. Don't start fucking with me now. Because
I will fuck you up. All right. Well, give me your opinion on the national. Is it time for a national truck belt, dog?
Yeah, because they got the guys on there. They raised like they said they was going to raise. You got enough on there right now tonight to raise. Plus, I want to get that motherfucker that was on there last night. What his name is? That Gangsta Love or what the fuck ever y'all call it?
Yeah, Gangsta Love, uh-huh.
You hear me? That motherfucking Fast by Gas, me and Big Kennedy, we either going to be in prison or we going to murder them two bitches.
Boy, okay,
hey,
bring it on.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I just said two other guys was coming out with two trucks. Yeah.
Them guys, well, headhunters from out of Florida, Jay. You know the one, the headhunters out of Florida.
And well, you know how it is now. So you're gonna get that locked in before we make that. So we're gonna take their word. Are we taking their word, or are we gonna do that? It's gonna be official once we got the lock in.
Well, Claus told him to get a lock in, but this is what I said to be proactive. Jay, go ahead and take a chance on getting it down, building. If we don't get enough in that race, we get another race, and we'll hold the motherfucker to somebody get it.
Okay. All right. But it is time.
Yeah, it is time. Yeah. It's time. Just go ahead and get one made, and Jay, you know, go ahead and get one made, and I think these guys want to do it. There's enough of them on here that said they ready. They geared up. So we'll have an S10 shootout, and we'll give away a national championship S10 belt right there in Lena, Mississippi, man.
But see, Jay, now I'm managing that, because on my show, you didn't come on my show. But I told everybody, they was talking about Jay Vaughn, I told them, that motherfucker the smartest bitch in the world, because when he invested in a preparation age, that motherfucker got rich, man. He hit the lottery, man.
Boy, listen. Listen, man. Alan bought me, I just come back from the Bahamas from the damn, they paid out, the damn stock certificate paid out. No, I just got back in, man. I'm telling y'all, if y'all don't buy no damn preparation.
When Jay said that shit, man, I feel like the chair, man.
Well, that dividend
pay
good,
man.
Hey,
Dave,
did you hear me?
Yeah, man, I was on there, man. I told you, motherfucker. I don't understand how y'all switchboard be running. I was on the show trying to. The one that wore off my damn phone. Y'all don't be seeing my shit. But, man,
and
I said when Jay said that shit about that preparation next, man, I feel like a chill.
Hey, Jay, have you heard the other good news?
No, sir. What's the other good news?
Man, do you know you got two Grudge two governors February 9th?
You got that background noise again. Somebody mute your phone so we can hear. We just can't hear you, Clark. Somebody mute your phone, y'all.
I got
it. Hey, Clark, let me tell him, because, see, I'm the outsider right now. I ain't joined Grudge Inc. officially yet to get on their wee-wee. No, man, I said, motherfuckers that was talking about Grudge Inc. won't raise each other. I said, you got two of the baddest motherfuckers in Grudge Inc. then locked out to run each other. Biz and goddamn it, Lil Tony.
Good God almighty. No, when did that happen, it all? Man,
it happened early this morning.
Biz
early
and
this
Tony.
Morning, Jay.
Nitrous against pro charges.
Man, Lil Tony said, fuck him. Down on his ass, he's going. And B is still pinching himself. He done pinched the skin off his arm because he thinks he's still
But now, CCJ, I told him, I said, now, goddammit, if y'all thought Grudge Inc. was joking, now them bitches trying to kill each other. So you know them motherfuckers are real.
Hey.
Boy, they messing up, man. I thought we were going to be like the damn NGRA, where we just all just hug each other and go out and, you know. And I didn't know we were going to damn start doing this kind of shit.
Oh, no, ain't nothing wrong with that. That just goes to show you. They trying to, you got two of the loudmouth motherfuckers in grudge racing. I ain't just said grudge racing. I said grudge racing. You got probably in their own category, you got two of the baddest bitches in grudge racing, not just grudge ink. And them bitches down on each other ass.
How did it get kicked off? Who pissed on who's damn shoe?
Well, I'm gonna tell you how it happened, Jay. Biz was on his show the other night, and somebody said, "Man, is Lil Tony on here?" Biz said, "I don't like that faggot on my show." And man, the word got back to Lil Tony, and they said Lil Tony called him about 5:31 a.m. this morning.
What he said,
Leon?
What he said,
Lockhead?
Fag.
No, this gadget. No.
Oh yeah. Hey, another thing too, though, Jay. Before you go now, since you're the president now, they're gonna charge you for this shit now. Now you know you need to go ahead on and see if y'all got any kind of insurance policy in Grudge Inc. Y'all need to make sure if you ain't got Obamacare, you need to get some kind of Grudge Inc. care. Take Gadget to the hospital as quick as you can. Gadget done locked in. Big Low, he done locked in. Who else Gadget locked in, man? Gadget been drinking, man.
Sylvester?
Sylvester don't count. Fuck Sylvester. Who else that motherfucker? Gadget, you need to get Gadget down to mental health as soon as you can.
I'm okay, dog.
Somebody told me that Gadget didn't take his damn medication.
Hey, I like him like that. Leave him alone. That's right. Hey, Gadget, do what you're doing, Gadget. They don't know,
man,
Gadget.
What I tell you, the only reason I'm doing it, man, because ain't nobody going to raise me down here. So, hey, I'm going to take a chance.
Hey, well, I tell you what, Jay. I want you to have a fire truck and about 15 paramedics on the other end. Because when that man fuck Gadget up down there, Gadget might try to keep on going out across that field, man.
Hey, dog. If it's the other way around, what you going to say?
I'm going to come out there. I'm going to be the first one to grab your wee-wee and put it in my mouth.
No, I don't want you to fuck with me.
Hey.
Say what, Gadget?
I don't want you to fuck with me.
Hey, look. You need to leave the wee-wees alone. I'm starting to think you like this shit, man.
Hey, man, how you know I don't?
I didn't want to believe it, dog. Hey, but listen, hey, Jay, wait a minute. You know, when Lil Tony called Biz at 5:31 this morning, and Biz is like, "Man, what do you want?" Lil Tony said, "Lock your motherfucking ass in." Biz said, "Are you saying head up?" Lil Tony said, "Head up." Man, Biz been smiling and walking around picking himself. They got him on suicide watch at his job right now. You know, all this type of stuff, man. He still cannot believe. Biz said, "Man, I had told him, man, I would give 1-1 earlier this year. And he called me head up." I said, "Biz, that sounds like a trap." Now, Lil Tony may have done what he needed to do now. So you might need to watch that. But Lil Tony said, "Hey, man, him and Biz been riding for a long time, and it's time to sell this shit." So, you know, it remained to be seen, Jay.
That's
a big rival.
Yeah, because them boys, I mean, you know, when I first met them, that was the, those were the two people, that everybody talked about. Oh, look at my name here.
Hey, BT,
put
your phone on me.
All right, step it out. Ain't on my goddamn mic, man. What y'all ain't calling my goddamn name, man? Ain't on my mic.
Hey, BT, it just sounded like a twisted ass head. That's why I said your name. You quit calling my goddamn name, then. Hey, listen.
Somebody got the TV playing or something going on right there.
Hey, lady, see if you can find that background, lady.
Soon as Mississippi Joe let y'all have a show, y'all just start acting stupid now. Goddamn
yeah,
way Mississippi Joe don't have all this shit on his goddamn show.
Let me tell you, man.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, Mississippi Joe ain't gonna let y'all have his show no more, so y'all got too much noise going. Y'all probably got more than three mics open. He don't like to have more than three mics open at one time.
That I think they got it.
Well, whoever it was, y'all ought to cut the motherfucker off.
Yeah. Now don't you see it wasn't on my mic? You see it wasn't on my mic, right?
Don't call my name no more by no background, Noah.
Hey, VT. VT. I'm the goddamn host tonight. I'm going to call your name anytime I want to. All right? Now, moving right along.
Y'all just do BET so wrong just because he just like this.
Hey, dog. That's
BET
now.
Now, I heard that noise again.
Let me ask you this now. Is anybody giving odds on the Icy Boys getting out of the first round?
As long as we don't run up against Little Red Riding Hood, he might get out the first round.
I just want to know, though. When people call me, I want to be able to tell them yes or no if people laying odds on them get out the first round. So,
hey, you should have that on Jay Mike making all that goddamn noise.
Jay, I want to ask you a question that I had last night. Can you show me any proof that the man raised more than three times this year?
No, sir. I don't have the proof. The man's, you know. But the man is an upstanding man. I don't think he'll lie to you, BET.
Shit. I'm in a time that's already lied to me. Shit. Hey, I don't even believe we're going to make it on tonight. I'm willing to bet.
Well, you kind of put him out there, BET. You kind of put him out there now. If he don't make it on tonight, boy, it's going to be some... You got Icy Boy lock in money, Clark.
Hell no.
You need to be trying to get it, dude. Hey, he run up for being the punk out queen this year.
Who that called DJ Grant name?
Hey, Jay, that's three of them, man. Jay, that's DJ Grant, Miltonin, and goddamn it, the Icy Boy.
Damn. Well, I thought I heard somebody call out, man. I wasn't picking on DJ. I thought somebody said DJ Grant in the background. Y'all sure nobody say DJ Grant? I'm just checking, huh?
Hey, that goddamn jail fool, man.
Boy, I tell you.
Hey, Jay Barr, you know, now Stunner don't like nobody call his name now.
Well, you know, Stunner can't come on tonight, you know, it's his religion tonight, but who gives a damn? Stunner, goddamn it, him and Lil Tony and Isaac Boy, that's three good goddamn candidates for Punk Out of the Year, man.
I want to make sure that, dog, are you nominated? Hold on, Clark. Let me get my pen out.
They're looking for a scapegoat, Jay. You ain't putting that shit.
Dog, are you nominating? Who are you nominating as Punk Out of the Year? Dog, I want to make sure I write this down now. If somebody's talking,
I'm going to nominate DJ Grant.
You nominate DJ Grant. Is anybody going to second that?
I'll
tell you
that.
Hey! What?
Hey!
For the second clock? Hey,
look, BET seconded.
Hey, Jay, I believe he dug it, Jay.
Hey, you know who subliminally brought his name up, though? Goddamn it, Jay, talking about, did I hear somebody say DJ Grant?
Man, I heard somebody back there, man.
He got pretty played, man, but
Icy Boy run a close second, man. He run a close second now. Hey, who's got first place, BT? Might be in front of goddamn Lil Tony now. Come to think of it.
DJ Grant in first place. Icy Boy, he in second place. I don't know. Lil Tony done played quite a few.
Icy Boy, motherfucker, is they don't never goddamn pay, they goddamn fuck out.
He owe you, punk out.
Hey, wait a minute. Y'all can't leave Butt Naked out.
No,
Butt Naked ain't paid for one, man.
Who? Oh, Kimo. Kimo the fake ass racer of the year.
I think Kimo and Lil Tony, I think they done broke up, or either they the same person, like Batman and damn Bruce Wayne. or they done broke up. Why you can't get both of them in the same place at the same time, man?
I called Kimo the other night. I said, Kimo,
tie me in, do a three-way with Lil Tony. I'm a little smart tonight. He didn't answer his line. I said, these motherfuckers are the same person, man. you can't get both of them in the same place at the same time, man.
They tell the truth. You could even get the voicemail of the motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. You got me?
They do sound just alike.
One of them Bruce Wayne and one of them Batman. I just don't know which is which.
Hey, lady. I think she's trying to get Kimo. You can't get nobody. She can't call out now. She can't call anybody. Only way you get somebody on 9-3 with him.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jay Ball with the old cheap ass show he got, goddamn it. He can't afford to go past a certain hour.
Man, Kimo so deep in the bushes, man, we ain't gonna never find him.
Well, I know Kimo locked in for the name, didn't he?
Yeah. He locked Tony Carr in now.
Both of them got a beat on tonight, Jay, because both of them locked in and do bad on tonight.
Tony
and Kimo didn't lock in last night. They didn't lock in.
No. Kimo is locked in with, wait a minute, I ain't got my paper in front of me. Kimo locked in to run somebody on tonight down here.
DJ Grant.
Oh, okay, Lord. Grant. That's what's going to happen when both of them bitches pay the punk out. Who get the punk out when both of them bitches?
I do. Hey, now, he did lock Latonya Carr in the other night on the show, Clark. He locked in the run. Tony went on the phone. He did lock that in.
Hey,
I'm looking for him to take the park out on that. Tony gonna cuss his ass out for locking his damn car in without his permission.
What day did they decide to do it,
BG?
Monday.
It is Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday. Okay. Hey, listen. Hey, late eight. 007 trying to get his mic open back up. That may have been who that was with the background noise. Yeah, but he just texted me trying to get his mic open back up.
That wasn't my mic, man. I hear y'all gonna mute my mic, man. Every time Jay Bond come on, y'all mute my mic, man. I'm tired of this shit now. Hey, y'all gonna meet my mic when Jay Bond come on. I'm not gonna raise hell with Jay all the time.
Man, I'm gonna slap shit out of him, kid. We'll slap shit out of him.
I'm just telling Jay Bond to make sure you make that damn belt be extra goddamn wide this time. Don't come bringing that little bit of shit here, man. Take that shit to
hey,
him around a big
hey,
man.
Dog. Let me tell you. I ain't tell you about. We was at Clark called me and said, Jay, I like this.
get a truck belt for Mississippi. And I said, well, I ain't got time to get one, Clark, but tell 007 to let you use his. That boy interrupt me. He said, like, ain't nobody using shit out of this belt.
hey, he's sleeping that belt now.
Yeah, that motherfucker ain't nobody using nothing.
Hey, dog.
That man would not even let the man use the belt.
Hey, didn't
y'all think he ain't took his goddamn medicine?
That man wouldn't even let the man use the belt, man. And then that's when he found out it was a state belt and got pissed off.
Yeah.
He got pissed off that same night about that. Stopped talking for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've been pissed off. Since it was the S-10 belt, it should have been a national belt, goddammit.
Damn right. Hey. Let's come in with this little state ass belt. What the hell am I going to do with this state ass belt, man?
It ain't but two damn S-10s in the country, but we trying to stretch it. So, you know, let everybody be quiet. Let's go along with it. It ain't but two.
Hey, man, it ain't our fault that nobody want to step up. It ain't no getting passed by gas fault. What about Dirty Red? You just overlooking Dirty Red in the head, homies.
Dirty Red got a local belt. Why you didn't take that from him?
He tried to take it, Dirty Red said he wouldn't try to do it. What happened? He went and put it up. Hell no, Dirty Red holds that belt. Mississippi Joe holding that belt. He said ain't nobody getting this motherfucking belt. He loves this belt. I thought for sure, man, Dirty Red said he put that sucker up somebody act right. I'm glad that you getting a national belt, Jay. That give me something to work for on the night, because I really didn't want to just be kicking ass down here in Mississippi for free.
But let me add one more person. Would Tony Bynum be on the ninth part?
Yeah, he's going to be there.
All right.
He ain't got no choice. He's going to be there. What you mean, is he going
to
be there?
Listen to me. It's two more belts out there that nobody tried for. Willie Dawg got a belt.
No, fuck, I don't. That belt I got is my lifetime achievement belt, motherfucker.
You don't put that
belt
up. Ain't that bitch in the world fucking with my belt.
Hey,
Doug, look, J-Bar.
Huh?
J-Bar, hold on, you and Willie Dawg. Let me tell you, I got a man on the phone that is 007 long-time rival. And now he wasn't on the phone when we made these rules. I'm finna enlighten him on what we got going on. I'd like to introduce you, man. This is Don Most Wanted Mac, and he got two STNs here in the Mississippi area, and him and 007 been at each other for a long time, but he already locked in to do battle on February 9th with a little Mustang. But Don, this is what we got. We got all the STNs in the country. You got Fast by Gas. You got 007 with your Big Ken. You got the Icy Boys, Dirty Red. You got I know. Hold on. I know you want them, but hold on a second. Let me finish. You also got Arkansas, the guy that you ran over in Arkansas. He done committed to be in it if they get everything worked out. You also got the Gangsta Love out of Louisiana. He's coming to be in it, and you know you can put. You can put both of your trucks in it if you want, or you can put one in it if you want. But let me tell you the rules. I got the president of Grudge Inc. on with you, Mr. J. Bond. And what he's going to do, we're going to put up $500 at the track. Okay? So, they want to have a gambler's race. The buy-in is $500. You put up $500. You want to take all plus a national belt. Now, I know you saw the other belts that we had. Those are state belts. They small. The national belt is a great big belt. And that's the belt that would be put up at Lena, Mississippi on February 9th. You know, are you think that's something that you'd be interested in doing?
Yeah, but I got three trucks now.
Damn, Dan, we don't want you to put but one in.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put one in.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen. Put the one in that you want to go down on 007 ad with. You know, I know that was not fast enough. So, you know, the buy-in is $500. And what we're going to do, we're going to come up with a deadline. They would like for everybody, Jay Barr going to set up an account. Everybody that's going to commit to get in it, they would like for them to send $100 in.
you know, to confirm their commitment. Jay gonna get this belt done, and on that day, February 9th, you got 500 coming from the track. Y'all buying in 500 or whatever. If y'all decide to do less or more, that's fine with us. But we're gonna put it. We're gonna put up 500 for y'all to run for plus this national belt.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Let me just ask you this question. I don't care now. You may be for the other guy. You know, if Don put his white truck in, you know how it's set. Are you gonna let him run his truck like he got it set?
I mean, yeah, Ken. I mean, that you know, he got an S10. I think Doug, what you got? 29. I mean, this race is going, you know, due to the fact that everybody was looking for action. This race is gonna be for 28 or 29.
Yeah,
and
but
Doug, you have Willie Ball in your white truck?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the majority have to rule on that, Ken.
Well, now we're going to be a belt. We can't just let anybody in. We got to set some down if it's going to be for the belt now. Because if that's the case, then we're going to start having a damn, it's just going to be a damn outlaw belt. What you call it?
A stream.
Unless you make a stream belt out of it.
Stream. Goddamn.
You make a stream belt out of it, boy, you're going to get some trouble.
Yeah, well, you know, I forgot all about Mike Willenbaugh, so I don't know if the guys agree to that. You know, they might be a little scared of you with that, Mike. Me personally, I would say, you know, that let you on in with it if everybody agree with it. But,
my new truck ain't going to have no Willenbaugh, no Nigel, no nothing. I'm going to beat them boy ass on motor. All they got to do is just stay in the game. Stay in the game a little while. I'm going to show them how to run. Whatever they want, I'm going to get them their head whooping the way they want. How y'all want me to come out with
it? Duh, Mac, you can't even beat your own meat. How you going to outrun somebody?
you know what? I got you to do that, Jumbo.
Hey, I ain't going to beat it. I don't beat him now. You know what I told y'all to do?
I'm building a new car. I ain't going to have no wheel about. Y'all want me to put Nigel on? Y'all want me to run both?
But damn, what is it? Your goddamn truck? Run it the best way you can, motherfucker.
Hey, Chris, I don't care which way Doug run, but now it's up to Fast Like Gas and the other guys. I don't care what he come up with.
Oh, we ain't talking about for the shootout now. For the shootout, man, goddamn it. He can't have no damn Willie Balls and 29s, goddamn.
Well, you know, hey, it'll kind of be a thing like Emma Hall with the pro mod, though, dog, because, you know,
yeah,
but
goddamn it, ain't like
guy.
He been out there. He ain't running nobody. Shit, ain't like he been running up.
Hey, you know, Clark, this is the issue. If the man wins on 29, then it's a 29 inch belt. I mean, so you want the state belt to be a 29 inch belt? I mean, the national belt to be a 29 inch belt?
I think, Jake, because it's a limit on the 28, I think it should be you can have 28 or 29 as long as it's not a W. That's what I don't have an S10, so you got all the S10 guys on the phone. You know, just ask them and just take a vote real quick.
Okay, don't make no difference, but not the damn Willie Balls and shit in the big blocks and shit.
Right, right. Well, I agree with you what you're saying on as far as the Willie Bar. You know, all other trucks won't have Willie Bar.
Hey man, if I flip that son of a bitch over, then what y'all gonna say? Yeah, who gonna pay my damn doctor bill? Stay your ass in your lane, dog, man. Just stay in your lane, man. Stay in your lane. Don't fuck up what we got, man.
So the national belt, then. So what you saying is, Clark, the national truck belt would be small block on 29.
Right, small block on 28 or 29, Jay. I mean, you know, they got to open the field up a little bit for to get some more trucks in to make it competitive now.
You don't have to name a smaller tire. You know, you just
right.
If it's 29, the man can always run something smaller. He ain't got, you know, if he wanna run 26s,
right,
it's fine. As long as he, you know, he can't exceed the tire.
Right, okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, do y'all agree with that STA guy?
Yep.
I mean, I'm just making suggestions now. You know, I mean, y'all, it's up to y'all, so y'all need to speak up.
Yeah.
I like BT, you goddamn Grudge Inc. guy. Y'all will do what you want.
No, I'm just playing. Man. I'm just playing, bro. That's cool with me. That's cool.
Hey, man.
I'm cool with that.
Hey, I used to be Grandfather Inc., but everything I just on the old man right here been raising.
You said you the only man around that been racing.
Yeah, and it's him with them ties. That's where they've been for years.
Yeah. All right, well, Don, the thing of it is, we just trying to get some worked out, and I know we're coming, you know, to the house with it, you know, which is, you know, where you like to run it. You're going to be there that day, so I was just trying to see if I can fit you in some kind of way with the rest of the guy. You know, but, you know, the Willie Bob is going to be a problem some kind of way. The Willie Bob is going to be a problem. You know, so you might have to put your other fast truck in without the Willie Bob.
I'm working on it, so I'm trying to get finished with it, too.
Well, you got it to February 9th to get it ready, so. But this is the thing. We just let you know what we got going on, what we're trying to do, and, you know, just be working on it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay, fella, we back. Man, somebody got TV up. Okay.
Well, I think they know.
All right. I mean, do y'all, hey, is Fast My Gas still on the phone?
Vern, you still there? I don't know if Vern don't fell off or not.
Man,
he's gone,
man.
He got Don Mackle on
here.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still here. His phone's on me.
Yeah.
Hey, Fast My Gas, you have a problem with what we just said?
Yeah, as long as no Willie Bob. No Willie Bob.
Okay, all right. All right, hey, BET.
Yeah.
Hey, see if you can get Dirty Red on. I mean, we like to get, you know.
Man, fuck Dirty Red. Fuck
Dirty
Red. Hell no, I'm
going to
come take the
fuck
out. Fuck Dirty Red.
Hey, no, Flock, let me go. If you make the rules, goddamn it, people, that's good enough. You can't beat what you just said. So you ain't got to call everybody now. Shit, he good to go. Well, the thing is, dog, we're trying to get commitments, huh? We're trying to get commitments. We're not going to talk to everybody. We all.
You already got the majority of the commitments already.
Okay, we got Fast By Gas. We got 007. You know, Dirty Red played a big part of it. So we need Dirty Red too, man. Oh, we need Dirty Red in there too, so.
Can we get Tony Bynes to put up his 2011 Good Racer of the Year belt?
Yeah, who want to challenge him for?
Is full and cannot accept new messages.
Anybody want to challenge him for it, Jake?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, well.
Week
one
challenger
for it. All right, well, let me get Tony Bynes on. Hold on, let me see if I can get him.
I don't want to challenge Tony for no old ass belt.
I hear you with.
I don't want no old ass. Tony, old news, I'm bad news. I don't want no old ass belt.
That's right, Wick. Fuck him. Goddamn it, tell him Wick, you new shit. Tony, old shit.
Yeah, that's old news. I don't want no old news ass belt. I just want everybody to know that Wick said that now. I ain't said that. I want the 2013-2012 belt.
That's what I'm talking about.
We already got a pro mod race. We already got, dog, let me ask this, since you said that. As the pro mod Grudge Racer of the Year, dog.
Bang, 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 motherfucker.
They go to bang, bang now. Okay, so at this point, nobody disputes that Mr. Firespeed ain't the Pro Mod Grudge Racer of the Year.
No, ain't nobody should dispute that.
You can dispute it, goddamn it, you don't hold no motherfucking water. It don't hold no water.
Jay, that was Tony. He in the damn movie theater. You couldn't hear no one noise back in the background. I told you, 50 years old, still going to the movie.
You're damn lie. Tony was in one of them goddamn gay ass bathhouses. That's where the fuck he was at. Your
goddamn little no motherfucker. Ain't no movies around here even though. Only thing over them goddamn gay ass goddamn bathhouses.
Well, he was slowing with a lot of noise, though.
Yeah,
we
they bumping nuts against each other.
Yeah, I don't want that old ass belt no way. You could have, you didn't have to call.
I want the call.
Hey, well, that's a nice belt, though.
Is it?
Yeah,
Rick said he want a damn new belt. He don't want no damn old ass belt.
Yeah, Jay gave me a truck 5 years ago talking about he's going to import it, and I ain't got my motherfucking embroidery yet.
I want the new grudge ink belt. I ain't got nothing grudge ink. I got to get some grudge ink. Well, I'm going to start goddamn fucking the grudge ink.
Hey, Jay, since you trying to be slick, I can read between the lines since you trying to be slick, motherfucker. Who gonna get the Rookie of the Year belt?
I don't know. I need to get something for Rookie. Some kind of belt.
Ain't no Rookie with though. Hey, Jay.
Huh?
Who the Rookie of the Year?
Hey, listen. No, I tried to nominate. We got the damn Rookie of the Year. He got offended. Talking about, damn, if I'm a rookie. That what he
tried. Oh, no. Wick can't get it, though. Wick couldn't get it, though. If I had to be on the committee, he can't get it because he ain't no rookie. Wick been racing a long time. He ain't no rookie. A rookie got to be a newcoming motherfucker.
We said, damn, he a rookie.
Now, he just got a grudge eat now, with hands down now. If it's a grudge eat and it's hands down, we just got them at the grudge race of the year.
Yeah. If I don't get nothing, I'm finna start taking your boys down, J-Mark.
Wick, you and Dawg, Postdoc Joe, y'all the damn undercover. Y'all bring y'all ass out of the closet. I got y'all damn registration card right here in my damn pocket. I'm going to put it
on
line.
Oh, no, I'm registered. I tell the world, bitch, I'm registered on Grudge Inc. And I bet you right now, $1,000 right now, Jay, to 20. I was registered on the new Grudge Inc. boat more than 90% of your people right now.
Exactly. So I said, y'all been Grudge Inc. so damn long. And let me clear this up. Listen, everybody, you know, we always say about the grudge ink, but I really want to make sure that we understand that we trying to uplift grudge racing as a whole. You know, we ain't trying to make nobody us and them. Whoever the hell you with, that's who you with. And so, look at this now. We got damn Mighty Joe Young is a national champion. Lil Mo is a national champion. Killing Time is a national champion. If we were only focusing on Grudge Inc., then those folks wouldn't have the belt. So
man, who's the motherfucker in the background? Put your phone on mute if you ain't talking. God damn, we can hear you back there talking.
That's BET. I know that's BET.
Yeah.
That's that damn BET. Anytime
ain't no goddamn BET.
That's some bullshit right there,
BET, I'm telling y'all.
What happened to goddamn Larry and Leroy and all them motherfuckers that used to be on here? Goddamn it. What happened? Because Joe ain't on here. They ain't on here tonight.
Yeah, they boycotting Clark because Clark got too many damn mics open.
I'm on here, dog.
Yeah. Gotta put up a national
I'm on here, dog.
Hey, y'all be quiet. We're going to find out who they're talking in the background. Y'all be quiet for a minute.
Right. Yeah. Low locked in with somebody, but they were saying that Low locked in.
Now, who the fuck is that?
That sound like
Wick. That's Wick. That's either Wick or BET.
That ain't no damn Wick. I ain't nobody in the car with me. Hey, I believe in Arkansas. The Arkansas fans by Gary, they want to.
Stop calling my goddamn name, man.
Hey.
BET.
Hey, every time something goes wrong, everybody. From now on, is goddamn BET.
That's BET.
Fuck that. Down on y'all ass, I'm going to go.
That's some bullshit, BET.
No, let me ask you a question, dog. Did you, what's considered an extreme, backhand call?
Even if you get to that shit, because you see, y'all talking in riddles. This is what everybody don't understand. They say, what they're trying to do, we got a third of people saying they shouldn't have them damn fiberglass bodies, and we got a third say they should. So that's what the fucking problem going on. It's going to have a problem because the guys in Texas don't like it, and the guys in Virginia don't like it.
But then somebody said that it's extreme Based on the size of the motor.
I know, because don't nobody really understand. I'm just trying to, I'm going to break it down into dumbasses terms where all those dumbass people can understand. Big Clog don't give a fuck, and the Beast don't give a fuck. To be honest with you, everybody else do. Put it that way.
Okay. So then, should we create an extreme backhand?
Well, it's gonna be if you do that, you're gonna try. You satisfied? I mean, you know, whatever the public call for. Because see, in a shootout, all of them run. But what I'm telling you, and what I already know is, like I said, you got the guys in Virginia, you got the two guys, Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll and them.
Yep.
Put it this way: everybody that ain't got a fiberglass body don't want it. Everybody that's got one want it. Where it going?
Right.
Jay. First of all, shit. I mean, you know, you can use backhand like just like it is, man. Backhand doing fine. They racing.
Well, Clark, what you're misunderstanding is they talking about for the belt. They are racing, but they're only racing in the shootout. What they're trying to say now is they don't want to put a belt up for the shootouts because of the fiberglass bodies. That's what they say.
Hold on, dog. No, hold on. We got to find this damn dude that's tall. I believe it's Arkansas.
Yeah.
Man, hey.
Yeah.
Lady.
Yes.
Can you please get that mic? I don't know who it is. He forgot his mic was over. Whoever it is.
Yeah. Hang up on him. When you get it, when you find out who it is, hang up on him.
Yeah. See, Claude, what I'm trying to say, I ain't fighting, but Jay, no, I'm putting it in dummy terms. In dummy terms, to be honest with you, if you want to be honest, Jay, like I said, that's why sometimes I don't like to get on the show because I'm honest. It's more people don't want the fiberglass bodies than do. Because they put two people I know got fiberglass bodies, that's Big Clark and the Beast. They all for it. Everybody else got the steel bodies and they ain't for it.
That ain't the deal.
Yes it is.
Hold on, hear me out.
I talked to Michael Martin, and I talked to Mr. Hyde. They got two cars. They don't like the fiberglass bodies. They said they had a disadvantage.
No.
Sir.
Right, I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is neither one of those cars have a problem with running me. That's not the problem. They're having a problem with the Beast. Tony Thorne was basically saying that he didn't like the way the Beast was set up. It wasn't the body. It's dealing with a lot of other things, you know. And that's why
that's what I'm saying, O'Cloud. They ain't scared of you. They scared of the Beast, though, but I'm just saying y'all only two got fiberglass bodies, though.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I'm just telling you, they don't have a problem with that. Ain't the problem. That's what I'm telling you. That's not the problem. The problem is they said other things, but you know, and I ain't gonna say.
Don't tell it.
I'm not saying what they saying, but the thing of it is that they just have a problem with the Beast. They don't have a problem with Nightmare. They don't have a problem at all with Nightmare. They have a problem running the Beast. You know what I'm saying? And shit, you know, if I ran that fast, I'd probably have a problem with that motherfucker, too. But, you know, hey, the thing of it is, you know, it is what it is as far as them.
Did you
have
a problem with
that?
Well, anyway. Clark, you said you didn't give a damn. You said you didn't give a damn about his fiberglass body.
I don't.
I'm just saying, you know, you didn't give a damn, but the rest of them scared to death.
That's my buddy I got to talk to. Yeah, hey, the thing of it is, I mean, that's how it is. You know, they Tony Thorne, them the guys in Texas, they had the problem with the Beast. It ain't no shit. Phil running the Beast. He ran it this past weekend. You know, when I get right, hell, I'll run the Beast. I mean, that ain't the problem.
When you gonna be right?
You know, the problem is that whenever Witt run me head the fuck up.
When you gonna be right? I'm gonna make the Beast blow your back out.
Hey, Whit, I ain't gonna get right for that.
You shake him up.
I got all the other guys I'm gonna fuck with, like the 901 sad boy that Scooby called.
I ain't got no backhand car. The Beast backhand.
Hey, Whit, stop lying.
Hey, Whit told me that he would have another backhand caught in 2013. Now, that's how he told me. He got another one.
I already know he's working on Kenny Cobb there. And as soon as they get that something ready, I'm gonna make him go back and put it back in the shop.
Boy, you're going to be ducking and hiding like a motherfucker.
All right. Well, I told y'all when y'all first met. I told y'all when y'all first met me, I was too goddamn big to hide now.
Hey, Wick, tell me, is BTE the baddest transmission company in the country or not?
One of them.
Who do you put in front of BTE?
I ain't gonna put nobody in front of them, but there's some guys out there that you know that just as good as they are.
Hey, Jay Barr, you trying to get Wick's sponsorship taken away from him? Don't do that.
I said that BTE is the baddest damn transmission company in the country. Do he agree or not? That's up to him to damn cut his own damn throat.
Yeah, one of them.
See, that will fuck up my sponsorship with him right now. You talking about that one of them shit. Cause I didn't know how big was out there.
They might need to offer me some more parts. I'm gonna play with him a little.
Can you let Clark borrow some of that? Cause he always fucking up transmission.
Hey, dog! You gotta have your ass on the track to fuck up a transmission. Now you ought to try it.
I can't tell because every time you fuck up, well, you slide me.
Hey, listen, no, but the point is, I'm on the track fucking them up. I ain't fucking them up in the trailer now.
Hey, shit, that what you think? They be fucked up in the trailer. You give me that J-Boy now. J-Boy loves this shit because somebody else throws some shit beside him.
Well, that's a pretty good shit there. I didn't know transmission was in the damn trailer.
Dog trying to say mine already threw up. I just wait to get on the track to finish fucking the track up.
Hey, Jay, since the shit over, I might want to start some shit. Since y'all be starting, I'm going to start it now. You know, we about at the house hook on November the 3rd, right? Uh-huh. He clogged out there and tore his transmission up. You know what I was standing beside him. He didn't know I was beside him. Right? He said, fuck, I should have been in Macon.
Doubtful shit.
I might want to start some shit. Everybody else start shit. Hey, I told y'all about what goddamn me and BET with the breakfast, right? I ain't tell you about what me and BET with the breakfast.
Whatever.
Yeah, me and BET with the breakfast, right? So I told her, I said, give me one, a senior citizen. And BET was behind me looking around like, BET, you gonna eat? He just still looking around. I bet you must go sit in the cottage and I've been eating it. BET said, I ain't got $7. I said, well, goddamn bitch, you better give them themselves, man.
Yeah,
you let BET hang out the drive.
Hey, man. Big, I ain't going to tell you. Big Clark said, goddamn BET. They went to Australia 1 week and said, BET, goddamn, every time they pulled us to the gas pump, said, BET was asleep.
No, you ain't trying to start no shit, did you?
Hey, I'm just telling you, I don't know what that means, man. I don't know what that means. He said every goddamn time, he said he drove 1,100 miles, and every time he get to the gas station, BET sleep. As soon as he pull off, BET wake up.
Hey, look, dog, I don't know about that, but I do know one thing. I know he don't wake up, goddamn it, until you made it back to your destination. And then when he wake up, he tell you he's a truck driver. I like goddamn BT.
I know BT can't be on this motherfucker.
What they were saying, what now?
You on?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Big Clog, dog, all y'all, man. How y'all feeling, man?
What's up, man? That Larry?
Yes, it is.
Larry, what's going on, Larry?
That motherfucker all playing baritone with that head ass cowboy.
Huh?
You ought to be singing bass with that heavy-ass voice.
Oh man. And that ain't. I've been having this sucker a long time, dog. I've been trying to train it, man. But the song's gonna get out of hand, so I just go ahead on and use it.
Hey, Larry,
what's
just,
going on,
hey,
y'all?
You
what's going
on?
Now?
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
You just not coming on the show?
Yeah, I just played it on the show.
But I ain't really want to say nothing, but man. Hey, Leroy, your brother, right? Hey, Leroy, your brother?
Yeah.
Hey, who was all that goddamn background noise, man? But anyway, I ain't want to start no shit, Larry. But Jay Bonds and Big Claw was talking about how they was going to blow goddamn Leroy asshole out.
No. Well, you ain't dog.
Yeah.
You know we scared, don't you?
I told him you wasn't scared. I told him Leroy ain't scared of shit. But Jay Marlin and Dick Clark said they gonna blow y'all ass out.
Yeah, well, we scared. We over here shaking now. Nah, I know we shaking. I know I'm shaking just to hear that. I'm really shaking.
What Jay Marlin said? He made like his phone going out now.
I thought I heard it when I first came on the phone.
Hey, Larry, this Big Clark. What's going on?
What's going on, Clark? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Me
hey,
too,
this,
man.
Just don't. Hey, I see you listening, dog. You over there listening, dog, man.
Hey, all the thing,
all
the thing I can
say, got some marrow about to crank up, got some oil pressure.
All the thing I can say is that we definitely coming to fellowship. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that, cause that's the way we get out. We think we did the necessary things we do to become a force and representing Grudge Inc. and. We think we've become a force of coming down there also and taking care of business. So, you know, we just have to wait and see when that time comes, you know. But it ain't no faking. Don't nobody think it's no fake racist cause. It ain't no fake racing here. We going to get out. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. The good Lord let us breathe. We going to get out because we going to do what we do. All we need
is
extra space. That's all.
Yeah, we just... Hey, we looking forward to having y'all here, man. So just come on.
And we know it, Big Clock, you know we coming, man. You know we coming. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it, man.
Oh, yeah.
As long as the good Lord's passing, don't let nothing happen to it. We coming, because, see, the most important part about this here, Big Clock, the race is going to be done so far and so on. It's not so much of the race. It's the fellowship. You know, because see, a lot of people take it serious and get upset and mad about it, but we don't roll like that. There, we gonna come down there and we gonna win or we gonna lose. And when we finish doing that, we gonna party, we gonna have fun, and we gonna fellowship, and we gonna keep it moving. Because if we don't set an example for the guys that's behind us, then it's gonna be a sad cause. You know, so but. We're going to get some booty now. Don't y'all think we're coming down there and ain't going to get no booty. We're going to make sure of that.
Oh, yeah,
right. I promise.
Well, we
look
forward to having you,
bro. Little brother, hey, Big Clark, little brother ain't got no reverse, man. When he make his mind up to do what he going to do, he going to do it.
Man, who got that background noise?
I don't know who that is. Sounds like somebody sucking a straw or something.
Yo, don't tell me that somebody went to sleep again. That sounds like somebody went to sleep again on the goddamn show.
Well, one thing for sure, y'all know sure it ain't me.
Well, hey, it sounds like somebody got asthma or some shit, man. Look how hard that motherfucker breathing, man.
Show the hell is that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like somebody sleeping, something.
And every time somebody goes to sleep, y'all swear at me.
Yeah, that's somebody sleep, brother. Somebody sleep.
Yeah. Later, hey, can we have you here for a little bit?
He gives him good sleep, though. I can tell you that. He gives him good sleep. Yeah, I'm going to get some good sleep there now.
Hey, man, y'all ought to find out who that is and don't let that bitch on because he come on every show every night. Got it. He can go to sleep, man.
Yeah, that man need to go. That man need to go. Yeah, he need to, he need to get him some rest, man. That man getting too much.
He is getting some rest. He getting some rest.
hey, let me tell you this, dog. Let me tell you this. I want everybody to know that my best boy, when I say my best boy, I mean it. Sincerely, Doo-Doo is my best boy. I hate, you know, that Doo-Doo has come out on the losing end this past weekend, man. I really had some hope for it. And he went down for the count two times. And, dog, is there any wisdom, is there anything that Lethal Weapon can do to contend in this 28-inch tie thing?
I'm going to be honest with you, Jim. They didn't do the change. If they find out to get that rear straight in that thing, it's gonna be a force. That's all I can say, Jay.
So they coming, you saying? On 28 now.
Yeah, they locked out with who they locked out with Big Clock the other night. They locked out with Tony Bryan, I think, in Rambo.
Yeah, I think they did.
Well that's on 29, right?
I think it might be though. I don't know. But now I'm like you, Jay. If they get the motherfucker right, it's either the car or Doo-Doo. I don't know which one it is though. But they damn sure having some bad ass luck.
Well, I don't hate my man Doo-Doo because I know you know, Doo-Doo be putting up a good fight, man. And he come out losing and pretty much, you know, this past weekend, man. Lethal Weapon got hit in the eye by both of his arch enemies. The white boy hit him in the left eye and the damn Tony Bryan hit him in the right. And I didn't want to know if Lethal Weapon, man, you know, are they a force on 28 now? You know, I mean, they got on 29, that's a whole different world, but how about 28?
Yeah, I don't know. They weren't even a goddamn force on motherfucking 29.
Well, That's a whole nother
30.
Well,
yeah. Hey, Jay, it's about time for final thoughts. It's all, y'all only got about 3 or 4, 5 minutes.
Well, before you go, dog, who you like? Tony Bynes or Lethal Weapon?
Hey, I'd be a damn fool to bet with Lethal Weapon. They ain't whooped nobody in this year.
Damn.
I got to go with Tony Bynes.
It's on you, Clark. Clark don't want to sleep, man.
No, I ain't sleep, man. I'll read the text. I ain't sleep. No, I'm gonna go with Tony Bryan.
Shit, the law of averages say you gotta go with the law of averages say you gotta go with Lethal Weapon, but goddamn anybody with any common sense gotta say Tony Bryan. Shit, Lethal Weapon can't even get out of the fucking track.
Yep.
At all. Well, that's a high dollar camp. Lethal Weapon is a high dollar camp, you know.
It doesn't change some shit, Jay. I'm gonna tell you. I gotta see how if they test it. If they test out good, they're gonna be a fucking force period, man. They're gonna be a force period if they test on 28s and 29s.
I was told this past weekend that Rambo the damn underwent a damn transformation. Would you like to speak on that?
Rambo did what now, Jay?
That Rambo underwent a transformation. I had several folks come to me and said, Rambo ain't the same Rambo.
No, that is. Everybody knows that's another car, though. I mean, that's Rambo 2. Don't even have that old car in a while, but that's Rambo 2. But shit, it didn't do shit that nobody should have been scared of. I mean, I don't see why nobody would be scared of it. They should have been glad. Rambo 1 ran better than that motherfucker did to me.
No. Now, what I was told. That Rambo, this new Rambo on 29 is going to be a motherfucker.
Okay, Jay, if I tell you you're going to have an afro tomorrow, what does that mean?
It ain't that nothing.
Okay.
No, it ain't gonna happen, dog. It ain't gonna happen.
Okay. Well, like I said, he might be opposed by February, but right now, don't nobody give a fuck.
I got you. Hey, Clark.
Yes, sir.
You got 4 minutes to close Joe's time. Close Joe's show down in a nice and polite way.
That's all right. Let's go down the line. Let's get found a thousand and we close it out. Right, man.
I told
okay,
you, Lady, just text me. She breastfeeds. She
can
come close out for.
Lady, right. You asleep, I believe.
I'm not asleep. I was talking. Y'all not listening.
They didn't fall on mute. She didn't know it.
Godfather, final comment.
Oh, no, I'm good to go. I just wanted to come on there and wish everybody a happy holiday.
Okay. Kevin, Larry, final comment.
I enjoyed the few minutes that I've been here. I won't even know I missed the majority of the show. Y'all, I want everybody to be blessed and be safe, and I'll be looking forward to seeing y'all real soon.
Okay. Jay, final comment?
Good job, Clark. I try to make sure that Joe don't fire you for having too many mics open.
Yeah, well, hey, one thing about Joe, you know, Joe do a few things a little bit different than I do, Joe have a little bit more order than I do. I like to let the flow roam a little bit and let the guy get at it. So, you know, but with that being said, I'm glad I was able to fill in for him and help him. I hope he feels better. So, you know, I had fun doing it tonight, man. All right. Is that everybody okay?
Unless Mississippi Joe has something to say, that's it.
Okay.
And he may not be on, but okay, that's it.
All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Huh?
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto.